With the mantra, tradition never graduates, and a mixture of varsity experience and talented youth, the Chi-Hi Lady Cardinals softball team entered the season with high expectations.
Might be not as likely. It was a solid shot as I say that. It's a base hit. It scores a run, and the Cardinals lead it 3-2. She smacks one down the left field line. It's a base hit by the left fielder. Two are going to score. The Cardinals make it. Three are going to score. Chi-Hi leads it 8-3 on WOGL Sports.
Ripped to left center field, and it's out of here. Home run. A two-run shot for Allie Geist.
Brooks in the circle. Delivers, and there's a shot to deep left center field. That is going way back, and it is gone. Home run for Chi-Hi. And just like that, the Cards take the lead 2-1. Brooks trying to get out of the inning. The 2-2 pitch, that's a high shot. That's to deep left field. It is going way back, and it is gone. The second homer of the first inning for Chi-Hi as Burrow goes yard, and it's 3-1 Chippewa Falls. Olivia Sanborn, left-handed batting senior. It's for that 2-0 pitch, and she's going to drive it right over the head of Johnson at second base. Johnson's going to take third with a sliding dive, and Sanborn in for a stand-up double.
There's a ball to deep to center field, and it's out of here. Home run, a three-run shot for Lauren Shepard. Shepard continuing her hot hitting from Thursday, and the Cardinals now lead it 11-1. Steinmetz, who's been swinging that hot bat with the bases loaded. You got to love this as a hitter.
You do. Right?
And this is a high fly ball to deep center field, and it is out of here. Home run, grand slam for Paige Steinmetz, and the Cardinals lead it 8-0.
Head 0-2 here with runners in first and second. The pitch off speed, and this one hit the left field pretty good, and it's over the head of the left fielder and around third base, and the Cardinals will score at least one, and they're going to try to tie the game. And in and scoring, and it's a double for Burrow, and the Cardinals tie this game at 2 apiece against Lambton. The pitch. This one to the outfield, center field, a long run. It's way back and out of here for Allie Geist. She just hit it out of here. Allie Geist, give the Cards a three-run blast. And just like that, it's a 9-3 Chi-Hi lead. The 1-1 pitch, and this one hit to right center as well. And that's going to get in there for Burrow. And it's going to go all the way to the fence. Shepard's going to round third and dig for home. Here she comes, and it's a 1-1 game. The Cards pull even. And there's a little looper into the shallow outfield that's going to get in there for a hit. Runner going to try to score the throw. What a play! It dropped in there in shallow center field. Paige Steinmetz got it. She threw a strike to home, and Lauren Shepard saw the runner charging in. Briar Blitz and tagged her out, and the Cardinals keep the game even as we head to the bottom of the seventh.
The regular season concluded. The second season begins. This is Chi-Hi Lady Cardinals playoff softball on WOGO Sports. And ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's game time. Chi-Hi softball is on the air.
WOGO, your sports station.
Coverage of the Lady Cards is brought to you by Royal Credit Union, Toyce and Ford of Chippewa Falls, White City Glass, Stelter Incorporated, Quality Propane and Fuels, and Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. And now, with the Cardinal Countdown pregame show, it's your WOGO sports team, Mark Halverson and Tammy Slowiak.
WOGO, your sports station.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to Casper Park in Chippewa Falls. It's playoff softball here on WOGO Sports. Tune in live on 103.1 FM, AM 680, live streaming and podcast at WOGO.com for this WIAA Division I regional semifinal pitting two Big Rivers Conference teams, your Chippewa Falls Lady Cardinals against the Wildcats of River Falls. These two teams tangled last week. Chi-Hi got the better of the Wildcats both times here at Casper, 14-2 winners. Then River Falls fell to Chi-Hi 12-1 on the 16th on their home field. Chi-Hi 21-5 on the season. That earned them a 4 seed here in this sectional, 11-3 in the Big Rivers Conference, second only to River Falls, or to New Richmond, excuse me. River Falls on the other side, 8-16 on the season, 2-12 in the Big Rivers Conference, and 7th on the year. As we move through our Cardinal Countdown pregame show here on WOGO Sports, we'll hear what both head coaches have to say, including Matt Smith of River Falls and Coach Jared Faraday, co-head coach of your Chippewa Falls Lady Cardinals. I'll be joined by Matty Bauer, a former Chi High player here on the broadcast. Mark Halverson, if Chi High is able to secure the victory, should be back in the saddle with y'all on Thursday afternoon. We're looking forward to hopefully a great week and weeks to come of Chi High and McDonald playoff softball and baseball here on WOGO Sports. And thank you for joining us, and thank every single sponsor making these broadcasts possible. Well, sportsmanship doesn't stop when the game ends. It's part of the community you live in. Respect, character, dignity, and leading by example. That's why Rural Mutual Insurance has been a proud sponsor of the WIAA Sportsmanship Award since it started 60 years ago. From baseball and softball to tennis, the award recognizes more than team sportsmanship. It also celebrates sportsmanship in your community. Visit www.ruralmutual.com/WIAA and see how our team and your community can partner to be true champions. And speeding and reckless driving are leading causes of injuries and deaths on Wisconsin roads. Whether you're an athlete or spectator, control your drive on the roads to keep all travelers safe. Don't speed. Don't be reckless. Zero in Wisconsin. Together, we can save lives. We're back in three here on WOGO Sports Chi High Playoff Softball. Back after this.
Legacies aren't built in a day, and when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for three generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic, brain, and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Rely on Grace Home Respiratory when you need your home medical supplies and equipment. With 24-hour on-call service, Grace Home Respiratory has dedicated, experienced staff to help you when you need it most, improving your quality of life, and now offering free shipping directly to your home. Call Grace Home Respiratory, your local connection for home medical equipment, service, and supplies. 715-832-RESP. Online at ghr-ec.com.
What are customers saying about Post Glass and Mirror?
Amazing job on my screens and very friendly.
I absolutely love my new Lindsay vinyl windows.
Prices are the best in town, along with fast customer service.
Got two heavy glass shower doors from Post Glass and Mirror. High quality, excellent service.
When I picked up my car after they replaced my windshield, it was cleaner than when I brought it in.
For commercial or residential glass and recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for any make and model, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. PostGlassAndMirror.com.
Back in line.
Hey, what you in for?
Bronchitis. You?
My kid got this ear infection.
Hey, quiet over there.
Waiting in line at the pharmacy shouldn't feel like a prison sentence. So skip the big box and transfer your prescriptions to the Medicine Shop. Your locally owned Medicine Shop pharmacies in Chippewa Falls and Menominee provide caring service, expert pharmacists, and even free local delivery, so you can skip the wait altogether. The Medicine Shop of Chippewa Falls and Menominee.
Great players may get headlines, but it takes teamwork to win championships. And when it comes to your family's dental health, Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson have created a championship team at Wynn Family Dentistry. Wynn Family Dentistry is proud to be a part of our Chippewa Falls community and wishes all our Chi High and McDonald student athletes a safe and successful season. Go Cards and go Max from Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson at Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls.
Welcome back to the Cardinal Countdown pregame show here on WOGO Sports. WIA Division I softball regional semifinal here at Casper Park. Your Chippewa Falls Lady Cardinals against the River Falls Wildcats. Milk has been building champions for centuries. Why? Research shows that real milk builds pregame muscle, and low-fat chocolate milk restores postgame muscle for athletes like few other beverages. That's why pro softball players know they're going to need milk to fuel their performance. Learn their inspiring stories at GonnaNeedMilk.com. Brought to you by Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. And in education-based sports, sportsmanship matters. It goes
goes beyond the X's and O's. It's the difference mutual respect makes. It's what character looks like. It's what defines us here in Wisconsin. In high school sports, winning is exhilarating, but just as important is how the game is played. Let's embrace the ideals of sportsmanship in our communities and at high school events. A message from WOGO and the WIAA, keeping the education in sports. Earlier, we caught up with head coach Matt Smith of River Falls.
Welcome back to the Cardinal Countdown pregame show here on WOGO Sports, 103.1 FM, AM 680, and WOGO.com. It's the WIAA Division I regional semifinal between your Chippewa Falls Cardinals and the River Falls Wildcats, here with head coach Matt Smith of River Falls. And, Coach, we asked Coach Faraday the same question. You just saw each other not long ago. What could be different about this game? What needs to be different on your side?
We need to be able to play clean defensively, throw strikes, and then put the ball in play to hopefully put some pressure on them. So, you know, looking at it, obviously we're very familiar with ourselves. We played it twice the last week, so we know enough about each other. They're a really good ball club. We know we're going to be very a tough situation to try to limit them, but we're just hoping to get a few lucky bounces. Excuse me. Like I said, throw strikes. Got to play some defense and then put the ball in play and hopefully try to create something with a big hit here or there.
What problems or opportunities does their pitching rotation create? Obviously, they're willing to change things up in the circle just because they can go 5-6 deep at that position.
You know, that's a luxury for them. That it's tough, I think, for their opponents, you know, be us tonight, to get in a rhythm once, you know, maybe try to get a tip on a pitcher. You know, maybe, hey, we're sitting on a certain pitch. They come in with a new one there, and so you got to kind of start over. You know, so our approach at the plate needs to be, we need to be nimble, obviously, and have a good approach. They're looking to put the ball in play. They're going to throw strikes. So that's something you got to go up there knowing that, hey, you get two strikes on you. We got to be looking to shorten up our swings and, you know, put something in play, spray the ball somewhere, Texas League or there, hopefully to drop in. But yeah, that's, you know, they're able to run out, you know, 5-6 different pitchers that, you know, I'm sure we'll see a gamut tonight too, that, you just got to be ready and you can't, oh, hey, we got this girl figured out, because before you even get there, they're going to have a new one out there.
Well, Coach, always when you play someone three times in the season, there can be a lot of fun things that happen. We're looking forward to a great game today. Thank you for your time.
Hey, not a problem. Thank you very much.
Head Coach Matt Smith, back with Coach Faraday of the Lady Cardinals. This is the Chi High Cardinal Countdown on WOGO Sports.
Hi, I'm Jamie Liebrandt, Market President at Northwestern Bank, where everything we do comes back to our mission to build stronger communities where people matter. We serve our communities throughout Northwestern Wisconsin with great services and all the conveniences of modern banking, but we pledge to never lose the personal, friendly style that makes us who we are. Our team connects people and businesses with customized financial solutions that work for them, and we are always committed to giving back. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
It's time to boost your career. Nestle Health Science is expanding and hiring to meet demand. Nestle offers great pay and a full benefits package, including a 401k and pension. Production operators receive an average of $29.74 per hour after 90 days, and maintenance mechanics receive up to $35.98 per hour, plus premiums and bonuses. Nestle offers you stability with a strong history of offering careers that pay a living wage and great benefits to people like you for over 30 years in the Eau Claire area. Go to NestleJobs.com to find current openings. NestleJobs.com. That's NestleJobs.com.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll Find a Friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Remember when you were a kid and broke that window? Remember how bad you felt when Mom and Dad found out? Mom made everything okay with hot cookies. Dad called White City Glass to fix it. That was years ago. When someone little you know breaks one of your windows, bake the cookies and call White City Glass. They're in the business of fixing broken glass of any kind. White City Glass, helping people of all ages since 1967.
Cook Chiropractic Center in Chippewa Falls wishes our Chi High and McDonald's student athletes the best of luck. The doctors and their team are dedicated to supporting patients of all ages throughout the Chippewa Valley, helping them live a healthy life. Cook Chiropractic prides itself on excellent chiropractic care and is located on County Highway I near St. Joseph's Hospital. Follow Cook Chiropractic Center on Facebook and Instagram for upcoming events and tips on taking care of your health naturally. Cook Chiropractic Center in Chippewa Falls.
Hi, I'm Justin Check, lifetime member of the Check Law Office team. As a former Chi High and college quarterback and now a Division II quarterbacks coach, I know the importance of having a solid team on your side. Athletics has also taught me the importance of leadership, community, and dedication. These are the same skills that my dad brought to the Chippewa Valley and built his firm around 25 years ago. Communication, dedication, experience, trust. The same characteristics you want in a team, you need in your attorney. The Check Law Firm motto has always been teamwork. Don't hesitate to join our team.
Welcome back to Cardinal Countdown pregame show here on WOGO Sports. It's WIA Division I Regional Semifinal Softball, your Chippewa Falls Lady Cardinals against the River Falls Wildcats, here with co-head coach Jared Faraday of the Chippewa Falls Cardinals. And coach, you just saw this River Falls team a couple times, obviously. Do you expect anything to be different in terms of what they throw at you here in the tournament?
I don't know. You know, they had a couple of starters that were out with some injuries. I'm not positive if they're going to be back or not. A couple of kids that are going to play like Division II softball next year. So obviously that'll make a big difference if they are in the lineup and defensively and hitting both. So, you know, they're a team that they played New Richmond really tough earlier in the year in conference games. And so they're kind of one of those scary teams. They beat us last year in the regular season. And so we played well last week and took care of business and jumped on them pretty early. And, you know, that's what we're hoping to do tonight again if we can.
Coach, what are you looking from in the circle? You've got your young freshman, Violet McElwain. We talked about this before in the past, too, how you have a pitching rotation. How do you approach things in a tournament game, a one-and-done scenario with that rotation?
Well, it's all hands on deck. I mean, right, if somebody's, you know, struggling a little bit or, you know, doesn't seem to be having their best stuff, we've got some other kids who might, you know, have their best stuff tonight. And so, you know, it's a unique thing, and it's been unique all year. So we're kind of navigating through it as we go here. But, you know, we'll give Violet start tonight, knowing that we have some, you know, very capable arms behind her as well if we need them.
And finally, Coach, what do you see from the girls in practice as the regular season comes to a close and now knowing that you are in one-and-done territory too? Do you see a switch flipped at all?
I don't think so. I mean, I think we try to throughout the year, you know, really make them understand that the practices in March are just as important as the practices in May and into June. And, you know, games that we play in end of March, early April, for us have always been the same as games in June. I kind of kid with them. I say the pregame speech that we give you, you know, on a cold day in April is the same as a Saturday night in June in Madison. You know, and it's the truth, because what you do and your approach to the game doesn't change no matter the opponent or no matter the quote unquote bigness of the game. Right. And so we really try to stress that with kids to not make moments bigger than they really are. And I think it's been pretty successful for us over the years. And, you know, I think the kids are ready to go. They understand. You don't need to prep them up for that. This can be their last game. Everybody understands it's seven innings of softball and anything can happen.
Coach, we are looking forward to it. Thank you so much for your time.
You bet. Thanks for covering it.
Head coach Jared Faraday here on the Cardinal Countdown pregame show. It's Chi High Playoff Softball on WOGO Sports.
One of the reasons people go to Maury's Auto Group is because they recognize the faces. The Maury's team is built on local people. The folks at Maury's are proud to call this area home. Another reason people come to Maury's is because they're part of a larger family of dealerships. That means when you come to Maury's Eau Claire Subaru, Chippewa Falls, and Cadott Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, you're plugging into Maury's over 5,000 vehicle inventory. It's the best of both worlds. Local dealerships, most options for you and your family. Maury's, moving life forward.
Don't wait. Save smarter with a 5.15% annual percentage yield 9-month certificate from Royal Credit Union. Royal's 5.15% 9-month certificate has no minimum opening balance and a locked-in rate for a guaranteed return on your investment. Open a 5.15% 9-month certificate at any Royal office or online at rcu.org/certificate515. Early withdrawal penalties could reduce earnings and principal. APY accurate as of 4/26/24. Insured by NCUA.
Legacies aren't built in a day, and when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for three generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
What are customers saying about Post Glass and Mirror?
Amazing job on my screens and very friendly.
I absolutely love my new Lindsay vinyl windows.
Prices are the best in town, along with fast customer service.
Got two heavy glass shower doors from Post Glass and Mirror. High quality, excellent service.
When I picked up my car after they replaced my windshield, it was cleaner than when I brought it in.
For commercial or residential glass and recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for any make and model, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. PostGlassAndMirror.com.
Back in line.
Hey, what you in for?
Bronchitis. You?
My kid got this ear infection.
Hey, quiet over there.
Waiting in line at the pharmacy shouldn't feel like a prison sentence. So skip the big box and transfer your prescriptions to the Medicine Shop. Your locally owned Medicine Shop pharmacies in Chippewa Falls and Menominee provide caring service, expert pharmacists, and even free local delivery, so you can skip the wait altogether. The Medicine Shop of Chippewa Falls and Menominee.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic, brain, and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake, book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Back to Chippewa Falls Lady Cardinals softball on WOGO. Hallie Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, with Greg Stewart, our sports director, running the controls as our producer back at the WOGO home base in Hallie. I'm Caleb Swenson. To my right, Maddie Bauer, former Cardinals first baseman. Maddie, welcome to the broadcast.
Hi.
So great to have you here again. Your younger sister, McKenna Jr., for this team. They're 21-5 on the year. And maybe going into this game, too, one of the things about the Cardinals and what might light a fire under them into the playoffs is they actually came up a little bit short in terms of a BRC championship, which is kind of rare, and that shows the success of this program.
Yeah. I mean, I know a bunch of them were upset about, you know, where it's so common for us to, you know, take that champ, the BRC, and so the fact that they didn't this year was tough on a lot of them, a lot of the older girls who, you know, are used to feeling that.
And again, we've got a great mixture of varsity experience as well as youth. Starting lineups go like this for the visiting River Falls Wildcats: the number 13 seed Alexis Ralston, the junior third baseman, number 2 bats first, batting second Jordan Torres, the senior, the captain, catcher number 23, batting third Lily Burke, senior, another captain, center fielder number 24 Morgan Kivel, the sophomore first baseman, bats cleanup on number 11. Number 6 is the fifth batter, Georgia Bankston, the junior. Second baseman, Ava Larson, sophomore shortstop, number 14, batting 6th. Batting 7th, their pitcher, Audra Adderman, the sophomore, number 1. Sydney Kivel, the freshman, is the DP, batting 8th, number 13, and batting 9th. McKenna Cook, the sophomore right fielder, number 13. On the other side for your Lady Cards, Kenna Johnson, the senior shortstop, bats 1st, leads off. Number 5, number 1, Olivia Sanborn, the senior left fielder, bats 2nd. Paige Steinmetz, the senior center fielder, batting 3rd. Where's number 7, number 17, batting cleanup, Lauren Shepard, the catcher, the sophomore. Michael Burrow, the senior second baseman, number 14, bats 5th, batting 6th. McKenna Bauer, the junior DP today, number 10, batting 7th. Allie Geis, the sophomore first baseman, number 13. Emma McElwam, bats 8th, right fielder, number 15, the senior. And George Romanowski, the freshman third baseman, number 3, batting 9th for coaches Verity and Sakura. First pitch from Violet McElwam, and we are underway at 4:59 p.m. Good to have you with us on a fortunately rain-free day here at Casper Park in Chippewa Falls. Caleb Swenson and Maddie Bauer with you on WOGO Hallie Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Violet McElwam, the freshman, induces a swing and a miss from Alexis Ralston. Time for your Toyson Ford keys to the game. You'll find a friend at Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. Maddie, after we see this next pitch from Violet McElwam, I'm curious what you'd think Chi-High should do today to make sure they can get some nice momentum rolling, hopefully into a regional final as McElwam deals high. I'd think, again, in terms of what they've accomplished during the regular season, 2-1 here for McElwam. The pitch, called strike. A lot of it is building on what you've done already.
Yes, of course. And with today's game, you know, they've taken two wins from this team in the last week or so, and both by a pretty great number. So coming into this game, I think they need to go in, you know, just keep playing how they usually play. Don't try to overdo it and keep, you know, beating them by those larger numbers. As long as they get a win today, that's what's important.
Again, survive and advance, win and move on. And Alexis Ralston, the 343 hitter, the junior, goes down on strikes to Violet McElwam, first K of the day. Your Choice and Ford keys to the game brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Choice and Ford in Chippewa Falls. McElwam deals in, called strike right at the knees on Jordan Torres, the senior captain, the catcher number 23. We heard, Maddie, before the game that this River Falls team is dealing with some injuries to key players, probably missing a couple of their standouts. 0-1 pitch from Violet McElwam, fouled straight back by Torres, and so Violet ahead in the count, 0-2 with one away here in the top of the first. Other end of this battery is Lauren Shepherd, the sophomore, number 17. Violet McElwam, the freshman, 0-2 pitch, swing and a miss. Send her down on strikes. Violet McElwam, and my goodness, against the top of this order, Maddie, getting swings and misses is not easy against a BRC team.
Nope, that's for sure.
Brings up Lily Burke, the senior captain, as the sun comes out from behind a few clouds here at Casper. She's a 387 hitter, center fielder number 24. Opening pitch of this at bat from McElwam, and a little bit low. River Falls, the white uniforms with the royal blue pinch stripes, royal blue numerals and gold piping and outlines. Chi High resplendent in their white uniforms, tops and bottoms with the crimson cards across the front, and Chippewa Falls in red on the back, fouled over the backstop by Lily Burke. Cardinals also have the cardinal red numerals with the black piping.
0-3-1, 0-3-1.
One ball and one strike on Lily Burke, the senior, with two away and none on here in the top of the first. McElwam deals, rise ball comes in for a strike, 1-2, and she's quickly getting ahead in the count here, Maddie.
Yeah, I mean, something she's usually pretty good at, so good for her.
One ball, two strikes with two away. McElwam delivers, slap towards short, glove there. The throw from Kenna Johnson to first, Allie Geist, and 1-2-3. They go down in sequence for Violet McElwam and the Cards. We move to the bottom of the first with our score, Chi High 0, River Falls 0. The Lady Cards up to bat in 1 minute here on WOGO Sports.
Great players may get headlines, but it takes teamwork to win championships. And when it comes to your family's dental health, Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson have created a championship team at Wynn Family Dentistry. Wynn Family Dentistry is proud to be a part of our Chippewa Falls community and wishes all our Chi High and McDonald student athletes a safe and successful season. Go Cards and go Max from Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson at Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls.
Hi, I'm Jamie Liebrandt, Market President at Northwestern Bank, where everything we do comes back to our mission to build stronger communities where people matter. We serve our communities throughout Northwestern Wisconsin with great services and all the conveniences of modern banking, but we pledge to never lose the personal, friendly style that makes us who we are. Our team connects people and businesses with customized financial solutions that work for them, and we are always committed to giving back. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Welcome back to Chi High Playoff Softball on WOGO Sports. Caleb Swenson, Maddie Bauer with you here at Casper Park in Chippewa Falls. Greg Stewart of the WOGO Studios in Halley, our board operator and producer. Turn your dreams into reality with Stelter Incorporated, the highest quality and longest lasting concrete for three generations. Stelter Inc. is always proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. And Maddie, as Chi High was able to go 1-2-3 against the top of the order for River Falls, you'd think equally important to jump out here offensively.
Oh, for sure. I mean, runs off the top of the bat never hurt no one.
Kenna Johnston, the senior shortstop, number 5, bats from the left, will stride to the plate here. She will be facing sophomore number 1, Audra Aderman. As we begin here on what's turned into a beautiful afternoon at Casper Park in Chippewa Falls. First pitch, ducking away from it is Kenna. In high and inside.
Has that small chip in your windshield turned into a big crack? Call White City Glass today, serving all of Western Wisconsin. White City Glass. Trying to catch the outside corner, but missing is Adderman. 2-0 the count. Good to have you with us for this regional semifinal on WOGO. 0-2 again, ducking away from it. Kenna Johnson, as she's ahead in the count. 3-0. And how much of that, Maddie, as far as going in high and tight, is that lack of control or is that intimidation?
Most of the time it's lack of control or the pitch just spinning farther than it should have.
Strike called. So 3-1, and again, you figured Kenna was probably going to take that one and make her throw a strike, but now you got a hitter's count. Left-handed hitting shortstop Kenna Johnston. She'll pop one up right in front of us, about 15 feet up on the backstop. And 3-2 is Adderman working her way back into this battle with the senior shortstop Kenna Johnston. Lead-off hitter for Chi High, bottom of the first, 0-0. Adderman, the payoff pitch, line foul over the Chi High dugout. If you have a need for anything glass, a new mirror, quality shower doors, a new windshield, call the glass leaders, White City Glass. We'll do it again at 3-2. The pitch high, take your base. Kenna Johnston works a walk. And the leadoff batter aboard for Chi High. Brings up Olivia Sanborn, the senior left fielder, number one. She also bats from the left. And kind of nice to have some lefties right at the top of your lineup as well, too.
Yeah, for sure. And they're usually pretty quick off the bat, so.
A couple feet shorter there to first. Sanborn swats one right past the third baseman, and that's going to send Kenna Johnston to second. And now two aboard with none out. Sanborn. A single.
Third,
the runners
seven,
at first and second Paige for Paige Steinmetz. And you talk about a hot bat. The senior center fielder, Paige Steinmetz, bats from the right. Can send it out of here in a hurry as she takes one inside. In fact, took one right off the gut, it looked like. And the bases are loaded up as Paige hit by a pitch. Hopefully that was just glancing contact. Well, that puts Kenna Johnston at third, Olivia Sanborn at second, and Paige Steinmetz at first for the cleanup hitter, Lauren Shepard, the sophomore, number 17. And again, as we talk about power bats in this lineup, I've only done one Chi High game so far this year. Mark Halverson, who will be back in the saddle on Thursday, has seen more. But in the one game I saw, Lauren Shepard hit it out twice.
Oh, for sure. I played with her my senior year, and we came in, and, you know, right off the bat, she had a hot bat, and it was so cool to see out of her, especially as a freshman when I played with her, and then she's only gotten better as the years have gone on.
Does a great job as the catcher as well. So Lauren Shepard, the sophomore, with the bases loaded and no one out. Golden opportunity here for Chi High. Shepard takes a ball high. Nice job behind the plate by Jordan Torres, the senior, who had to pop up out of her stance to grab that one. Johnston worked the leadoff walk. She's at third. Olivia Sanborn singled. She's now at second. Taking a pitch inside for a strike. 2-1, Lauren Shepard. If you're looking for a great opportunity, check out Nestle, nestlejobs.com. History of paying a strong living wage with great benefits, nestlejobs.com. Two balls, two strikes now on Lauren Shepard. But the base is loaded up, and a critical at bat here for Audra Adderman, the sophomore, as well, too. Time to get the first out of the inning. The 2-2 pitch, grounded right past second, gloved there, stepped on second for the force. Fielder's choice run comes in. As Shepard reaches, and that brings Johnston home for the first run of the inning, 1-0 Chi High. Paige Steinmetz out at second on the force. Michael Burrow, the senior second baseman, number 14, now with runners at the corners and a 1-0 lead. Adderman the pitch, throw checks her swing, throw towards second. Run's going to come in for Chi High, is doing a nice job distracting the first and second baseman, Olivia Sanborn and Lauren Shepard, and Sanborn comes in to score. It's 2-0 Chi High, and that's just, again, smart base running. So Sanborn in to score, Shepard at first with Michael Burrow at the plate. The right-handed hitting senior. Mikey takes one, 1-1. Two are in for Chi High with one out. Adderman, the sophomore, whirls and deals inside. And it seems like she's still trying to find the strike zone a bit here, Maddie.
Yeah, I'm not sure if she's trying to throw a rise ball and missing or if her fastball is just going a little high, but either way, it's got to come down a little bit.
2-1 is just right above the shoestrings of Michael Burrow. 3-1 count for the senior. With Lauren Shepard at first, Chi High leading 2-0 in this regional semi. The pitch leaning back. Michael Burrow, she'll take a ball and walk her way to first. With Lauren Shepard advancing to second. Second walk issued by Adderman. Kenna Bauer, number 10, junior DP. What can you tell us about little sis?
You know, she's always been a strong girl. I mean, I encouraged her to work her butt off coming up because this is her first year on varsity. So, I mean, and she did just that, and she's seeing success, which is good to see.
And here she is here, batting in the sixth slot. The two runners aboard, takes a pitch inside, 1-1. Again, a runner in scoring position with two runs in here for Chi High. They knocked off River Falls last week 14-2 and 12-1, trying to get a hot start here. The pitch inside, good eye from McKenna Bauer. She'll walk out of the box, then step back in. Again, NestleJobs.com for great career opportunities and wonderful benefits. NestleJobs.com. The 2-1 fouled and over out of play along the first baseline. Two balls, two strikes on McKenna Bauer with Allie Geist on deck, the sophomore first baseman. Kenna Johnson has scored. Olivia Sanborn has scored. Paige Steinmetz called out at second on a force, but Lauren Shepard now at second. Michael Burrow at first for Chi High. The 2-2 pitch. Bauer takes one inside. You can see you giving a little nod on that one, too. It's tough to lay off sometimes.
Oh, for sure. And her especially. She loves to fish at that high pitch, so to see her lay off is a deep breath for sure.
Payoff pitch on the 3-2, and she works a walk, and that was a patient at bat. So third walk of the game issued by River Falls and their sophomore pitcher, Audra Adderman, and the bases are loaded up again for Chi High. And that brings up Allie Geist. It seems like a broken record, but there's another power bat here. Allie, the sophomore first baseman, looks at the first pitch, misses outside. Runners load the bases for Chi High. They lead 2-0, which is one away here in their half of the first. At home, line drive out toward right, gloved there by McKenna Cook, tagging and on her way into score with a slide is Lauren Shepard, 3-0 Chi High. And Allie Geist gets her job done on the sacrifice, two away. Geist the fly out to right.
Batting eighth, number 15, the right fielder, Emma McElwam.
Emma McElwam, the eight hitter, the senior right fielder, number 15, and always a good thing when you're putting your eight hitter up at bat in the first inning. So McElwam is playing right field. She's had stints at third as well this season. She's going to ground one right between first and short. Diving play, no good. And in to score for Chi High, Michael Burrow, and the RBI knock for Emma McElwam. She's aboard at first and brings up Georgia Romanowski, the freshman third baseman, number three.
Batting ninth, number three, third baseman, Georgia Romanowski.
Bauer's over there at third. Georgia at the plate batting from the right. The freshman third baseman with runners at the corners and four in for Chi High. In the bottom of the first, dealing high is Adderman, the sophomore. On deck is Kenna Johnston, who already walked and scored a run at the top of this batting order. Heading towards second with, I guess you'd say, defensive indifference there is McElwam. And now two in scoring position for Georgia Romanowski. Bauer at third, Makawam at second. Pitch comes in high, take your base. Romanowski earns a walk. And again, Chi High, one hit by pitch. And four walks worked in their first nine hitters. And we're back to the top of the order in Kenna Johnson. Lady Cards have batted around. The bases are loaded again as Kenna takes one in low below the knees. At Wynn Family Dentistry, Dr. Daniel Wynn, Dr. Annie Gunderson, and their team are ready to serve you on County Highway I in Chippewa Falls. Read testimonials on the Wynn Family Dentistry Facebook page. 1-0 pitch misses outside. I think it's easy, Maddie, as well, for things to kind of spiral in the wrong direction, too, for an opposing pitcher, especially a young pitcher, when she's seeing this many batters. And a long fly ball deep to left field, gloved right in front of the fence by Danny Pollinger, the freshman. And that'll stop the inning for Chi High, but four runs across for the Lady Cards. And their half of the first, after one complete, our score, Chi High 4, River Falls 0. We're back in 60 seconds here on WOGO Sports.
Rely on Grace Home Respiratory when you need your home medical supplies and equipment. With 24-hour on-call service, Grace Home Respiratory has dedicated, experienced staff to help you when you need it most, improving your quality of life. And now offering free shipping directly to your home. Call Grace Home Respiratory, your local connection for home medical equipment, service, and supplies. 715-832-RESP. Online at ghr-ec.com.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Welcome back to Lady Cardinals Softball here on WOGO. Caleb Swenson, Maddie Bauer with you. Greg Stewart of the Wogo home base in Halley. After one inning, Chi High leads River Falls 4-0. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter, Northwestern Bank. And if you have a need for anything glass, a new mirror, quality shower doors, a new windshield, call the glass leaders, White City Glass. Maddie Chi High being able to go against the top of this batting order for River Falls, send them down 1-2-3, and then to plate 4, load the bases 3 times and send 10 to the plate. It couldn't have a much better first inning, really.
Nope, and that's exactly what you got to do.
And this is a team you've seen twice already this season, but a conference opponent, a lot of familiarity between coaches and players. Fouling one away. A cleanup hitter, Morgan Kivel, the sophomore, 333 hitter on the season, number 11, the first baseman. She bats from the right, and her first matchup against Violet McElwam, who struck out two of the three batters she faced in the top of the first. The 0-1 pitch from Violet, check swing, and she went 0-2. A little deception on that pitch there.
It was a dirty pitch.
McElwam up 0-2 against Kivel. The pitch swing and a miss. Violet McElwam is dealing here early as she sends down three of the first four River Falls batters on strikes. So Georgia Bankston, the junior second baseman, number 6. One away here for Violet McElwam and the Lady Cards. Fouled straight back as she's quickly ahead of Georgia Bankston. What do you see in Violet again as a young pitcher? We've heard a lot about her coming up too, but I mean, clearly she has some power. What else is she doing well?
She has power, but she also has really good spin on the ball. And sometimes that's more important than power, because the more the ball spins, the harder it obviously is to barrel it up. So,
another check swing. One ball, one strike here. And Georgia Bankston. One ball, one strike, one out. Georgia Bankston on the play for River Falls. She lines one up, a solid shot to right field as it's going to drop in front of Emma McElwam.
And aboard for the first time for a Wildcats batter is Georgia Bankston. But we hear Coach Faraday calling out things like 2-5-4. What is that if it's not two inside baseball or inside softball? What's he calling out there when we're hearing that from the dugout?
So it's more, it's based off probably two or one or, you know, not all three numbers really matter, but it's what pitch she's going to throw, so like what spin she's going to put on the ball and the location on the batter's body that she wants to place the ball into.
And is that for the pitcher and also for everyone in the field too, kind of knowing what to expect, or is that just between him and the pitcher?
It's mostly between the pitcher and the catcher, but if the girls in the field know kind of what Violet's pitch calls are, they can pick up on it and adjust accordingly in the field.
So right now, Violet McWam, 0-1, grounder towards short, flip to second, gunning to first, a little bit too high. Michael Burrow to Allie Geis. So leadoff runner is retired Georgia Bankston for the second out of the inning, and Ava Larson reaches.
Batting seventh, number one, the pitcher.
Two away.
Audra
Adderman, sophomore pitcher, batting 143, number one, is at the plate, batting from the right with Ava Larson. Opening pitch in low, ball one. And Kivel struck out to start. One ball, no strikes, two outs, the pitch. And changing speeds there, Violet McWam, as Adderman chased that.
And actually, Caleb, since I've been home from college, I've came and caught some bullpens at practice for the Cardinal pitchers, and it's cool to see how they each work to develop each of their pitches, and it's something I've been able to see since being home, and I've been catching bullpen for them. So that's been really cool.
Yeah, I mean, and I'm sure they appreciate having you back around the program as well, too. One ball, two strikes, Violet McWam against Audra Adderman, her counterpart in the circle to start this game. Chi-High leading 4-0 here, top of the second. Two away with a runner at first. The pitch fouled back. One ball, two strikes. We'll do it again. Adderman, the sophomore, against McWam, the freshman, who will stride to the back of the circle. She takes a glance at that wristband, comes back up and finds her mark. The 1-2 pitch. Chopped foul just along the third baseline for Adderman, who's battling to her credit here. Dave Check in the Check Law Office, making you part of the team. Contact the Check Law Office today. Fighting for Chippewa Falls on the field as a coach and in the courtroom, attorney Dave Check in the Check Law Office. One ball and two strikes, two outs. Low and in the dirt on Adderman for McWam. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. With Ava Larson, the sophomore shortstop, at first. And Chi High with a four-run lead here in the bottom of the second. Caleb Swenson, Maddie Bauer with you on WOGO. Ball just misses for McWam.
Violet thought that was a strike.
Yeah, I kind of appreciate it. She's demonstrative out there, too. I mean, she's into this game for sure.
Oh, for sure.
The 3-2 pitch flipped out toward right field, running up, and McWam makes the catch. And they go down 1-2-3-4 for Violet McWam here in the second. As we head to the bottom of two, our score remains Chi-High 4, River Falls 0. We're back in 60 seconds. This is Lady Cardinals Playoff Softball.
Location, it's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
Cook Chiropractic Center in Chippewa Falls wishes our Chi-High and McDonald's student-athletes the best of luck. The doctors and their team are dedicated to supporting patients of all ages throughout the Chippewa Valley, helping them live a healthy life. Cook Chiropractic prides itself on excellent chiropractic care and is located on County Highway I near St. Joseph's Hospital. Follow Cook Chiropractic Center on Facebook and Instagram for upcoming events and tips on taking care of your health naturally. Cook Chiropractic Center in Chippewa Falls.
Welcome back. Chippewa Falls softball playoff edition here on WOGO Sports. Caleb Swenson, Maddie Bauer with you on 103.1 FM, AM 680, and WOGO.com. Grace Home Respiratory has a wide variety of home medical supplies and equipment for sale or rental, and a caring staff ready to answer any question. Grace Home Respiratory in Altoona. Leading off for Chi High, Olivia Sanborn. Their two hitters, Chi High sent 10 to the plate in that bottom of the first, Maddie, and Sanborn with a single and scored. But you mentioned, I mean, you're getting everybody. I mean, no one has to sit around in the dugout waiting for their first chance to face the pitcher when he bat 10.
When you bat through the order in the first inning, it's probably a very good sign.
The lanky lefty Sanborn ducks away from pitch one from Aderman. 4-0 Chi High. Bottom of the second, this WIA regional semifinal. Showing bunt for a moment, but that pitch sailed on Aderman. Sanborn takes ball two. What are some of Olivia's strengths at the plate, as obviously you played with her for a number of years?
Mm-hmm. So she used to bunt a lot more than she does now. I mean, she's just so, so quick. But she's got a pretty great swing on her now, and that's helped her out a bunch too, because once she started bunting a lot, you know, the fielders recognized that and they would move up a little bit. But now that she's got a good swing on her, she can hit or bunt, which has really helped
right
her.
Past him. She takes a strike, two balls, one strike on Sanborn, the senior. Shows bunt, drops it right in front of the plate. Sanborn legging it out
She's
to first,
so quick.
And she is safe. Oh, my goodness. Talk about speed. As Ralston, the junior, you mentioned conference opponent, so they've probably seen, again, her bunt a lot, too, and you half know what she might want to do and still can't beat her on it.
Right. Well, and the fact that she's been swinging more often, too, they don't know whether to stay back for the swing or up for the bunt, and the way she switches it up is just genius.
Brings up Paige Steinmetz. We heard from PA announcer Dave Hansen that Paige's mom, Lisa Steinmetz, a very happy birthday to Mrs. Steinmetz. See if Paige can get a big knock here for mom. Takes one low and in the dirt, and that is going to send Sanborn easily cruising into second on the passed ball. So runner in scoring position for Paige, who was hit by a pitch, called out on a force at second. In the bottom of the first. 2-0 pitch, that one is high. 3-0 on Paige Steinmetz. Chi High senior. And we have graduation, our WOGO Drive-In graduation broadcast for the Cards. Steinmetz takes a strike 3-1. And as we put together our senior year sports highlights package for that graduation broadcast, Paige definitely made a lot of appearances in hockey and in softball.
Well, like you said, the very athletic family.
3-1. She lifts one out to the left and hits grass, and Paige Steinmetz sends the runner to third with her first single of the day. Nice piece of hitting from Steinmetz. She just beautifully drops that in front of Pullinger. So Sanborn advances to third, still no one out. Steinmetz at first, and Lauren Shepard reached on a fielder's choice and scored in the first. The sophomore back batting. Steinmetz takes off. Gonna try to induce a mistake between first and second. Run's going to score as Steinmetz in a pickle between a couple River Falls defenders. They chase her back and forth, and she dives into first. Called out at first, but Steinmetz able to create chaos and confusion first out of the inning, but Chi High will swap that out for a run as Sanborn in to score.
That was some good running by Paige.
And she almost, again, had three different River Falls players chasing her in that rundown.
Well, and that's what that play is made for. Get the runner on third home. She did exactly that.
5-0 Chi High. Shepard takes a strike. One the counts with one away and one in for Chi High here and there. Bottom of the second, leading 5-0 in this regional semifinal. The 1-1 pitch. Change of speeds there and for a strike on Shepard. Shepard digs in from the right side of the plate. The 1-2 pitch sails in high from Audra Aderman. When you're looking for a financial partner who has your best interests in mind, stop by Royal Credit Union. Royal's there to help you reach your financial goals. They give great advice that you can trust. Long fly ball to deep center field, and that is gone for Lauren Shepherd. A solo shot for the sophomore, and Chi-High leads it 6-0.
Can't leave it down the middle for Lauren.
I mean, that one just off the bat, you can tell, especially from our vantage point here.
Right out to center.
Lauren Shepherd.
Second baseman, Michael Burrow.
Boomer off the bat brings up Michael Burrow. If it's 6-0 Chi-High, they've plated two already with just one away here in the bottom of the second. See everything Royal Credit Union has to offer at rcu.org. Burrow takes one right at the letters for a ball. Still just one away for Chi-High. Bases are cleared now. Burrow,
wide shot.
And over the left fielder's head, it hits the wall, and Burrow cruising into second for a stand-up double.
She hit that ball hard.
And again, pulling her, the freshman out there, looked like she had a play on it, but it was hit hard and hit high. It sails over ahead, and that brings up McKenna Bauer, the junior, who walked, was left stranded at third in the first. A very patient at batter last time up. A double there for Michael Burrow. Burrow in scoring position for Bauer. She leans away from pitch one. Ball one for McKenna. 6-0 Chi-High. Caleb Swenson, Maddie Bauer, former Lady Cards third baseman. Here at Casper Park, and a line shot out to center field. Gloved there by Lily Burke. That's the second out of the inning.
First baseman, Allie Geist.
Brings up Allie Geist. But two away for Chi-High. Geist, the sophomore first baseman. She had a sack fly. She'll foul one straight back. And we're in the bottom of the second with Chi-High leading 6-0. They sent 10 to the plate. In the bottom of the first. With the runner at second. The pitch low and in the dirt on Allie Geist.
It's a good stop by the catcher.
That catcher is Jordan Torres. She's a senior. A lot of sophomores, four of them in the starting nine for River Falls. 1-0 pitch, line to third. Throw across the diamond in time. And Geist is retired, but not before Chi-High plates two more. After two complete, our score, Chippewa Falls 6, River Falls 0. We are back in 60 seconds. This is Lady Cardinal Softball on WOGO Sports.
Hi, this is Dave Check, attorney and owner of the Check Law Office. I've been a part of the Chippewa Falls community for most of my life. It's where I grew up and where I started my practice. My motto at the Check Law Office has always been to provide people with the same legal service that I would expect if my own family needed an attorney. You meet with me directly and you are treated like part of the team. My goal has always been to get problems solved as efficiently and inexpensively as possible. I have proudly fought for Chippewa Falls on the field, as a coach, and as an attorney. Don't hesitate to add the Check Law Office to your team.
It's time to boost your career. Nestle Health Science is expanding and hiring to meet demand. Nestle offers great pay and a full benefits package, including a 401k and pension. Production operators receive an average of $29.74 per hour after 90 days, and maintenance mechanics receive up to $35.98 per hour, plus premiums and bonuses. Nestle offers you stability with a strong history of offering careers that pay a living wage and great benefits to people like you for over 30 years in the Eau Claire area. Go to NestleJobs.com to find current openings. NestleJobs.com. That's NestleJobs.com.
Welcome back to Chippewa Falls Lady Cardinal Softball here on WOGO Sports. Maury's Auto Group helps bring us the broadcast today. Maury's family of dealerships, along with the great service, the local friendly faces you come to expect from the Chilson family of dealerships that are now part of Maury's Auto Group. Thank you to Maury's for being part of our broadcast here today. Chi-High leads 6-0. The eight-hitter for River Falls up at the plate against Violet McAwam, the freshman. That's Sydney Kibble, fellow freshman, DPing today. She swings at the first pitch and lifts it out toward Paige Steinmetz in shallow center. Paige.
It's a good pitch out of Violet.
Absolutely. Makes the play, and doesn't matter if
the right fielder, McKenna,
where it goes, as long as they're swinging at the first pitch. If you can minimize the pitch count here for Violet, it's going to help her go a lot further in this game.
For sure.
Brings up McKenna Cook, the sophomore. Cook's the right fielder, 136 hitter, number three. That's in the nine spot for Coach Matt Smith. We're in the top of the third with Chi-High leading 6-0. Showing bunt, dropping it foul along the third baseline with some nice spin. Actually, kind of would have liked to see that one stay fair because I feel like Lauren Shepard had a beat on it. And
oh,
that
yeah.
probably would have beat the runner by a couple steps.
She was up quick.
With her arm. Cook bats from the right. A sophomore. Takes a strike right above the knees from Violet McElwam. One and two the count. With one away, McElwam has three punchouts in the first two innings. One and two. Rocks back. The pitch, swing and a miss. Another one goes down whiffing for Violet McElwam. And again, you mentioned you've caught bullpen. And this seems to be some of her best stuff here tonight.
Yeah, for sure. Her rise ball's working really well. And, I mean, if girls aren't whiffing on that, they're popping out like they did to Paige. First batter this inning. So when that works, that's a good sign. And then her changeup as well.
Alexis Ralston, the junior.
There's that changeup there.
Fouls one off. Ralston, the third baseman, 343 hitter. She was the first strikeout victim of the day. And this River Falls team bats 289 as a team, hit 25 doubles, 12 home runs. Not a poor hitting team.
No.
Dropped right into shallow left center in front of Steinmetz for Alexis Ralston as first base runner aboard of this third inning.
Catcher Jordan Torres.
Brings up Jordan Torres, the senior captain, 321 hitter. She also struck out top of the first. Nice little bloop single for Ralston. To get a base runner aboard, and that's been a bit of a rarity so far for River Falls here early in this game. Two outs, one on for Violet McElwam. Whirls and deals.
There's that rise ball again.
Just right at the belt. Standing back in, Jordan Torres, the senior captain. The 0-1 pitch, strike called. 0-2, that looked like the same pitch.
Yep, pretty sure it was.
If it's working?
Right, if it's not broke, don't fix it.
0-2 with two away and a runner at first for Violet McElwam, the freshman for Chi-High, and a 6-0 lead. The pitch, lined right past first base. A nice hit there for Jordan Torres, and it'll send a runner to third as well. And that one just skipped right inside the bag and Allie Geist.
Yeah, she hit that ball hard.
So Torres aboard. A pair of back-to-back singles for River Falls. They trail 6-0, but that brings up Lily Burke, the senior captain. 387 hitter, center fielder. She had a ground out to short her first time up. Pitch low. Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996 for residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane brings you competitive rates and the latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Called strike. For Quality Propane and Fuels, call 723-9490. Stop by the office in Chippewa Falls or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com. One ball, one strike, two outs. Runners at the corners for River Falls. Chi-High with a 6-0 lead. McElwam called strike.
That off-speed is so powerful, especially with how hard she throws.
And we've seen power. We've seen the velocity. We've seen location. We've seen changes in speeds for Violet McElwam. Now the 1-2 pitch, trying to strand two. Line shot, and that is going to drop right in front of Steinmetz in the first run in for River Falls.
Almost the same spot as that first hit of this inning.
And that's back-to-back-to-back singles for River Falls as the Wildcats showing some fight here. An RBI for Lily Burke.
Third baseman Morgan Kibble.
Jordan Torres has advanced to second. Ralston scored. And Morgan Kibble, the sophomore who struck out in the second, the first baseman back up for the second time. Against Violet McElwam. Takes a ball high. 6-1, Chi-High. First run of the game scored by River Falls. And the Cardinals beat them by 12 and 11 on Tuesday and Thursday of last week. This is the playoffs. Rise ball in for a strike for Violet Mackawong. We'll see how the freshman settles in here. Again, fly out on the first pitch of the first at-bat this inning, then a strike up, and now three straight singles. Another called strike. Lauren Shepherd pops out of her stance to hold the runner at second. Torres over there at second. Lily Burke at first. Just had that RBI single. One ball, two strikes. Mackawam the pitch. Line, grounder to short. Gunned across the diamond from Kenneth Johnson to Allie Geist. And one run across for River Falls, but two base runners left stranded as we head to the bottom of three. Our score, Chippewa Falls 6, River Falls 1. We are back in 60 seconds. This is Chi High Playoff Softball.
Don't wait. Save smarter with a 5.15% annual percentage yield 9-month certificate from Royal Credit Union. Royal's 5.15% 9-month certificate has no minimum opening balance and a locked-in rate for a guaranteed return on your investment. Open a 5.15% 9-month certificate at any Royal office or online at rcu.org/certificate515. Early withdrawal penalties could reduce earnings and principal. APY accurate as of 4/26/24. Insured by NCUA.
Get ready to experience the Morey's difference with Morey's Promise. Unlike anything else in the industry, at Morey's you get the best price first, pure and simple, from commission-free specialists. No haggling necessary. Morey's Eau Claire Subaru, Chippewa Falls, and Cadott Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. More great stores joining the Morey's team. Continuing the Chilson tradition. It's about shared passions for people, community, and customer experience. These are the only stores Morey's operates in the Eau Claire Chippewa Falls area. And they're thrilled to welcome everyone. Morey's, moving life forward.
Welcome back to Chippewa Falls Playoff Softball here on WOGO 103.1 FM AM 680. WOGO.com, live streaming and podcast there. Chi High, Lady Cardinals Playoff Softball in a WIA Division I Regional Semifinal. Bottom of three here in Chippewa Falls at Casper Park. Caleb Swenson, Maddie Bauer with you. A Chi High leading 6-1 and up to bat. We're in the bottom of the third. And again, five-run lead, but an answer here would seem to be important for Chi High.
For sure. Games like this, especially postseason, can flip upside down really quickly. So if they don't stay on top of what they're trying to do, then they could see some results they don't want to.
Emma Mackawam, the senior right fielder, RBI single in the first. Takes a called strike. Grace Home Respiratory has a wide variety of home medical supplies and equipment for sale or rental, and a caring staff ready to answer any question. Grace Home Respiratory in Altoona. Mackawam, line shot towards center and drifting over and making the catch is Lily Burke, the senior.
They're hitting it hard. It's just right to people.
It's kind of the same hit that we saw from McKenna Bauer as well, too. Again, it's not much movement needed by Lily Burke, especially because it's getting out to her in a hurry. I mean, they're hitting it hard. So Mackawam first out of the inning. High pitch for Georgia Romanowski, who reached on a walk, was left stranded in the first. Keeping Burke busy out there. 6-1 Chi High with one away, bottom of the third, and a rise ball really rising high.
Held on to that one too long.
Adderman. 2-0. And George Romanowski playing in the hot corner at third, the freshman. 2-0 pitch, 3-0. And how about that, about Romanowski playing your old position at third, too, as a freshman? I mean, that, for one thing, you've got to have a strong arm to play over there.
And she does. She has a very strong arm. That's, you know, I've been to about six games now since I've been home from college, and that's very prominent with her.
So Romanowski, a four-pitch walk worked. The first base runner aboard for Chi High. That brings up the top of the order, and Kenna Johnston reaching a walk in the first, later in the first. Fly out to left. Takes the first pitch strike on the inside corner. And one of the seniors, the coaches Jared Faraday and Chelsea Sakura, with a runner at first. Pops one up. Shallow left field, gloved there by Danny Pullinger, the freshman.
Got a little too far under that one.
That's the second out of the inning, so Romanowski stays put at first. On the fly out to left, Olivia Sanborn, she is 2 for 2. Pair of singles, pair of runs scored. The first and the second. The two hitter for Chi High takes the pitch inside. 6-1, the Lady Cards here in this regional semi. 1-0 the count with two away for Sanborn. The lefty takes ball two. Turn your dreams into reality with Stelter Incorporated, the highest quality and longest lasting concrete for three generations. Stelter Incorporated. 2-0 pitch, line shot right over second base, and Olivia Sanborn, how about a 3-for-3 day for the senior? And she's just getting started.
She's making solid contact and she's putting it at all the right places. Good for Libby.
Brings up Paige Steinmetz. 1-for-1 on the day, also hit by a pitch. She was called out between first and second, bringing home a run. Steinmetz swings at the first pitch and drives it out to left. It is high, very high, but that'll end the inning as Pullinger moving over to make the catch. So Chi High retired without a run for the first time in this game. After three complete, our score, Chippewa Falls 6, River Falls 1. We are back in 60 seconds on WOGO Radio.
Legacies aren't built in a day, and when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for three generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic, brain, and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Sunsplash, Casper Park in Chippewa Falls. Caleb Swenson, Maddie Bauer with you on WOGO Sports for this WIAA Division I Regional Semifinal. Chi High leading 6-1. Top of the fourth, first pitch in high for Violet McEwam, the freshman. Considering the depth of this pitching rotation for the Lady Cards, the fact that Violet's gone strong here into the fourth, I think, is showing just how well she's pitching today.
For sure, and you talk about depth, and it's easy as a pitcher to throw well when you know you have pitchers behind you, where if you start struggling, they'll come in and, you know, pitch just as well. It gives you the confidence to keep going on and throwing hard.
And she's
well.
Done that for sure. Called strike 1-1 on Georgia Bankston. Ball two. Bankston, the junior, second baseman number 6, her first time up in the second. She's single and was called out at second later in the inning. 2-1, Bankston takes strike two. Two balls, two strikes for Violet McEwam. Chi High freshman. With a 5-run lead. McEwam the pitch, lined foul over the first baseline in the dugout for Georgia Bankston. Ball skipping around a little bit in the infield as it came back into play. Out there to retrieve it, Michael Burrow sends it back to the circle, and Violet McEwam. McEwam has 4 strikeouts through the first 3 innings. Looking for another one here. The 2-2 pitch, called strike 3. I'm going to call that the broadcaster jinx in a good way.
Shortstop, Ava Larson.
Ava Larson, the sophomore. Shortstop, 221 hitter, number 14, reached on an error on a double play attempt by the Cards in the second. She's back at the plate here for the second time. First out of the inning by punch out. McEwam deals, lifted out to Paige Steinmetz, and Paige just a light jog forward. That's out number 2 of the inning.
Pitcher, Audra Ederman.
Audra Ederman, the sophomore. She flew out to right her first time up. Back in the second, now here in the fourth, with her team trailing 6-1. And two away. Base is empty. Pitch low, inducing a strike, though, on the swing from Adderman. And so far here, really like the response from Violet Mackawa, Maddie, as she allowed back-to-back-to-back singles. A run got across, but working quickly here. Yeah, fouled off.
She knew she had to do better in order to keep the hits down. And that's really important in games like these.
Two strikes, no balls, two outs. Audra Adderman against Violet Mackawam, sophomore pitcher against freshman pitcher. Mackawam whirls and deals in low. Ball one of this at bat. 1-2 the count. I believe they updated on the scoreboard. Swing and a miss, but fouled off. Lauren Shepherd comes right in front of us here to grab it.
One ball, two strikes.
1-2 the count.
4-2-3.
McElwain takes a glance at that wristband. Now steps back into her stance. Rocks back. The 1-2 pitch fouled straight back. Fighting that one off, Audra Adderman. Two away, and the base is clear right now for River Falls, trailing your Chippewa Falls Cardinals 6-1 here on WOGO Sports in this regional semifinal. The 1-2 pitch, low and in the dirt. Shepherd blocks that one, spins away, grabs it back, send it to the front of the circle. And McElwain. And Stelter Incorporated, always proud to support local sports, the highest quality and longest-lasting concrete for three generations, StelterIncorporated.com. 2-2 pitch from McElwain, lined right back at McElwain. She took a hard shot off the arm. It's gloved and thrown to first for the out, and hopefully Violet's all right there. She took a hard shot off the arm.
I think it might have gone off her ribs.
Yeah.
In between there.
The umpire checking on her, as will her coaches. Burrow made the play to Geist at first. Everybody checking on Violet to make sure she's all right, as that one, again, came in hot and hard.
That was fourth for River Falls. Zero
runs. We're back in 60 seconds. 1-2-3, they go down for Violet Mackawam. 6-1 as we head to the bottom of the fourth. Back in a minute.
Great players may get headlines, but it takes teamwork to win championships. And when it comes to your family's dental health, Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson have created a championship team at Wynn Family Dentistry. Wynn Family Dentistry is proud to be a part of our Chippewa Falls community and wishes all our Chi High and McDonald student athletes a safe and successful season. Go Cards and go Max from Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson at Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls.
What are customers saying about Post Glass and Mirror?
Amazing job on my screens and very friendly.
I absolutely love my new Lindsay vinyl windows.
Prices are the best in town, along with fast customer service.
Got two heavy glass shower doors from Post Glass and Mirror. High quality, excellent service.
When I picked up my car after they replaced my windshield, it was cleaner than when I brought it in.
For commercial or residential glass and recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for any make and model, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. PostGlassAndMirror.com.
Pitching change here for River Falls as we head to Chi High's bottom of the fourth inning, and they lead 6-1. Brenna Clifton, the freshman, number 8, in for Audra Adderman, the sophomore. So as Clifton gets warmed up, we can remind you not to get sidelined by a lingering injury at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Their team of highly trained sports medicine orthopedic surgeons and athletic trainers will get you back in the game. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls, with a new and improved clinic and surgery center in Rice Lake. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Visit CVOSM.com/WOGO. And the freshman pitcher will face Lauren Shepherd, which is not an easy matchup for any pitcher, let alone a freshman coming to the game. Shepherd takes one high.
Last at bat.
Shepherd reaching on fielder's choice, scored a run in the first, and then a solo shot in the second. Hope to make it 6-1, the Cards. 1-0 pitch. Missing on ball two. Clifton, the freshman. And she's got a little zip on that fastball. And not real tall in stature, but Clifton draws a foul line shot along third for Lauren Shepherd. Two balls, one strike. Got a little humidity in the air here at Casper Park, along with the sunshine. 2-1. Shepherd takes one inside.
Good discipline by Lauren.
Bottom of the fourth here, Caleb Swenson, Maddie Bauer with you on WOGO. Hallie Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, Greg Stewart, our sports director, has jumped in as our producer and board operator today. 3-1, grounder toward third and playable. Actually, by the shortstop, Ava Larson, the sophomore. She gloves and throws in time.
Michael Burrow.
Brings up Michael Burrow, 6-3 on the put out for the first out of the inning. Burrow, the senior, 1-for-1 on the day, also with a walk and a run scored. She had a double last time up in the second. Burrow, one of the strong seniors for this Chi High squad. Takes a ball in high. One and zero the count with one away for Chi High and a 6-1 lead. Burrow pops one up to shallow left field. Playable there for Danny Pollinger, the freshman, who's been pretty busy out there and left.
A lot of girls getting under those inside balls, inside pitches.
So two away for Chi High. It's Brenna Clifton, the young freshman, has retired the first two batters she's faced. Facing McKenna Bauer now, the junior. Six hitter, number 10, the DP. Takes a pitch inside. Bauer earned a walk her first time up. Then a line drive out to center field and caught her last time up in the third by Lily Burke. She'll slap one to third, glove there, throw in time, and they go down 1-2-3 for Chi High. Ralston to Kivel on the putout. After four complete, our score remains Chi High 6, River Falls 0. This is the WIA Division I Regional Semifinal Playoff Softball on WOGO Sports. Back in 1 minute.
Back in line.
Hey, what you in for?
Bronchitis. You?
My kid got this ear infection.
Hey, quiet over there.
Waiting in line at the pharmacy shouldn't feel like a prison sentence. So skip the big box and transfer your prescriptions to the Medicine Shop. Your locally owned Medicine Shop pharmacies in Chippewa Falls and Menominee provide caring service, expert pharmacists, and even free local delivery. So you can skip the wait altogether. The Medicine Shop of Chippewa Falls and Menominee.
Hi, I'm Jamie Liebrandt, Market President at Northwestern Bank, where everything we do comes back to our mission to build stronger communities where people matter. We serve our communities throughout Northwestern Wisconsin with great services and all the conveniences of modern banking, but we pledge to never lose the personal, friendly style that makes us who we are. Our team connects people and businesses with customized financial solutions that work for them, and we are always committed to giving back. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Welcome back here on WOGO Hallie Eau Claire Chippewa Falls to Chi High playoff softball. Caleb Swenson, Maddie Bauer here on WOGO Sports. Top of the fifth, Violet McAwam, the freshman, has gone the distance so far as she induces a swinging strike to start the inning. From Sydney Kivel, the DP. Freshman. She had a fly out to center her first time up in the third. 1-0, line drive, and drops right in front of McAwam, the right fielder, for a base hit.
Right fielder.
Kivel, the leadoff batter, is aboard for Coach Matt Smith in River Falls. Brings up McKenna Cook, the sophomore, right fielder number 3. She struck out her first time up. Something just went by our feet.
Yep.
And I assume it was a softball.
Yep. From behind us.
Usually the souvenirs would come from the other direction.
Yeah, they're warming up a pitcher behind us, behind the dugout.
0-1 the count. Sydney Kivel, the freshman, at first for River Falls, and McKenna Cook, the sophomore, at the plate. Facing freshman Violet McAwam in this regional semifinal. McAwam delivers a little bit high, 1-1 the count. When you're looking for a financial partner who has your best interests in mind, stop by Royal Credit Union. Royal's there to help you reach your financial goals. Learn more at rcu.org. One ball, one strike with a runner at first. None out here in the fifth. Showing bunt, dropping it right in front of the plate. Lauren Shepard throws it hot.
Good grab by
first.
Michael.
Michael Burrow over there covering for the first out of the inning. So Sydney Kivell advances to second, but Cook is retired. 2-4 on the put out.
Good hop by Lauren behind the plate.
As you mentioned, there was a nice job there by Michael Burrow as she kind of had to give a long reach over there.
Well, especially with the runners coming at you.
Went away with a runner at second. Check swing called strike. And Alexis Ralston, the leadoff hitter, she's 1-for-2 on the day. With one away but a runner in scoring position in a 5-run game. Ralston had a single and scored a run. The only run for River Falls, her last time up, takes a knee-high strike. 0-2 the count here. Top of the fifth. Chippewa Falls at gorgeous Casper Park. Popped up just over the fence and over the top of that canopy here at the blue field at Casper. 0-2 the count on Alexis Ralston, the junior third baseman, 343 hitter. With a runner at second. McElwam delivers a little bit high. 1-2. Fighting for Chippewa Falls on the field as a coach and in the courtroom, Dave Check in the Check Law Office making you part of the team. One ball, two strikes. McElwam whirls and deals, swinging strike three. That is strikeout number 6 of the game for freshman Violet McElwam.
Good comeback for her after getting hit in the ribs last inning.
Yeah, we almost forget about that, the way she pitches, but she took a hard shot. It's so good to see her out there, not only pitching well, but just good to see she's out there and all right. Two away with a runner at second.
That's a shot.
Line drive foul. Along the third base line, swinging at that first pitch was Jordan Torres. She's 1-for-2 on the day with a strikeout and a single. She's got some pop in the bat, you can tell.
Oh, yeah, she got a hold of that one. A little too far in front of it.
Full-fledged sunshine here at Casper now. Another line drive right to the shortstop. Bobbled.
Good.
Throw at the plate. Lauren Shepard now has the runner caught between first and third. Excuse me, between home and third. And applying the tag over there, Georgia Romanowski, to end the inning. So Chi High puts up another zero. On the scoreboard, we head to the bottom of the fifth with our score, Chippewa Falls 6, River Falls 1. We are back in 60 seconds. This is Lady Cardinal Softball on WOGO.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
Casper Park in Chippewa Falls, WIAA Playoff Softball Division I Tournament. This is a regional semifinal. Caleb Swenson, Maddie Bauer, with our producer Greg Stewart. Good to have you with us here for Chi High Softball in this regional against River Falls. Big Rivers Conference foes playing each other for the third time this season. Chi High swept the season series last week, 14-2 and 12-1. They have a 6-1 lead here in the bottom of the fifth. Get loose there in the circle. Brenna Clifton, the freshman number 8. We thank Cook Chiropractic Center and Dr. Alona Cook Helping make today's broadcast possible, Cook Chiropractic Center. County Highway I in Chippewa Falls. And the Hope Village location as well. But Dr. Ilona Cook, know you appreciate her support. Chi High Softball, of course, a Chi High Softball alum. Opening pitch from Clifton. Called strike on Allie Geist. Number 13, the first baseman. She had a sack fly in the first, a ground out in the second. 6-1, Chi High leads here, bottom of the fifth, looking for more. Geist, line shot to short, glove throw across the diamond in time. From Ava Larson to Morgan Kibble on first, batters retired. And that's four in a row retired for River Falls. And their young pitcher, Brenna Clifton, she's done well coming in relief. Brings up Emma McElwam, the senior, one for two on the day. Right fielder had a RBI single in the first, fly out to center in the third. Clifton, pitch the right-handed McElwam, inside, ball one. At Wynn Family Dentistry, Dr. Daniel Wynn, Dr. Annie Gunderson, and their team ready to serve you. County Highway I in Chippewa Falls. Read testimonials on the Wynn Family Dentistry Facebook page.
Ooh, she wanted to go for that one.
She did indeed. Laying off. Emma McElwam takes ball two. And the senior bats from the right with a 2-0 count, one away. Dribbles one right back to the circle. It's going to be a long run. Glove gets away from the first baseman.
Awesome hustle.
Georgia Bankston charged and threw, but kind of sidearmed it to Kibble there. And that allows Emma McElwam to reach here in the bottom of the fifth.
Those miss hits are extremely hard as an infielder.
Again, as you mentioned, she was swinging hard at that one and it just kind of came off the bat weakly, I guess, and just got past the circle. And nice job by McElwam running that one out. Bunt laid down foul by Romanowski, the freshman, looking for her first hit, but she has two walks, one in the first, one in the third. 6-1, Chi High, bottom of the fifth. One on, that's Emma McElwam, one out. 0-1 the count here on Georgia Romanowski, the freshman, third baseman. Takes one in at the knees for a strike. So 0-2. Digging in from the right side, Georgia Romanowski with a runner at first, one away. Georgia lines one to right center, that hits grass. And Romanowski safe at first. And McElwam safe at second, and the freshman advances the runner. And then down 0-2 there. Confident swing.
Yeah, that's a good at-bat.
Back to the top of the order with Kenna Johnston. She's looking for her first hit. Walked and scored a run in the first, then a couple straight flyouts to left. She's been keeping Danny Pollinger busy out there. Runners at first and second in McElwam and Romanowski. The left-handed batting McKenna Johnston ducks away from a pitch, 2-0.
Almost took that one to the helmet.
Thank the Medicine Shop of Chippewa Falls and Menominee for helping make today's broadcast possible. Skip the big box. Pharmacists who know your name have the Medicine Shop in Chippewa Falls low and in the dirt. For ball three, 3-0 the count. Friendly, caring local pharmacists. Experience the local pharmacy difference at the Medicine Shop of Chippewa Falls and Menominee. 3-0 pitch, called strike. 3-1 on Kenna Johnston. Left-handed batting two-hitter Sanborn is at the plate. Line right past the pitcher, tagging the leadoff runner and a throw to first. Nice play there by Georgia Bankston, and she's not able to retire Kenna Johnston, who beats her out with the speed, but Georgia Romanowski called out between first and second. So two away for Chi High. Brings up Sanborn. So Johnston at first. Emma McElwam has advanced to third. Sanborn. As Johnston traverses to second base to put two in scoring position. Sanborn has an opportunity here to play Chi High's first run in three innings. They've been shut out the last two after scoring six in innings one and two. Four in the first, two in the second. Two on, two outs. Two balls and no strikes on Olivia Sanborn. She has three singles. Makes one low and in the dirt. Sanborn, the senior, also has scored a couple runs. 3-0 the count. Two outs and runners at second and third. Clifton the pitch. Called strike. Brennan Clifton, the freshman, number eight, in the circle in relief of Aja Adderman, the sophomore, for head coach Matt Smith in River Falls. Wildcats have battled in this one. 3-1 pitch, high, and Sanborn stays 3-for-3 on the day, and now with a walk.
It's a big day for Liv.
Brings up Paige Steinmetz with the bases loaded, and she has been in this position before with some big results this season. Paige was hit by a pitch in the first, singled in the second, fly out to left her last time up. Here in the fifth with the bases loaded and two outs and a 6-1 lead. First pitch from Clifton, strike at the knees. Paige Steinmetz, of course, standout in volleyball, standout in hockey, three-sport athlete, one of many three-sport athletes here at Chi High. Love seeing that. 0-1 inside. One ball, one strike on Paige Steinmetz. Olivia Sanborn stands at first. Emma McElwam at third. Kenna Johnson at second. Blowing in the dirt. Catcher springs up out of her stance. Jordan Torres. Runners will hold. The ball got away from right along the third baseline. Would have been a tough play there for McElwam to try to get by her. Two balls, one strike on Paige Steinmetz. Two outs here in the bottom of the fifth with the bases loaded for the Cards. The pitch. Paige rounds it to third. Throw to third. Not in time. One run is in, and the bases stay loaded on the error there from Ava Larson to Alexis Ralston. It looked like a catchable flip there from Larson to Ralston, but
I think she might have been expecting the ball to go to first. Wasn't ready for it to come to her. Took her by a little bit of surprise.
And that brings up Lauren Shepherd again with the bases loaded. As Steinmetz reaches. And this score there was Emma McElwam. Lauren Shepherd already has a home run today. 7-1 Chi High. Takes a pitch on the outside edge for a strike. Steinmetz now at first. Sanborn at second. Over at third, Kenna Johnston. Going in the dirt for Lauren Shepherd. 7-1 Chi High. Bottom of the fifth. As we mentioned, Cards have been blank the last two innings. Not so here in the fifth. They've got one across, but a chance for a lot more with Lauren Shepherd at the plate. One ball, one strike. Shepherd takes one inside. Probably even more difficult to be patient when you've got the bases loaded. And again, there's just adrenaline, and you want to come up with a big shot here.
Especially someone like Lauren, where you know you can make that big, get that big hit to score a lot of runs.
2-1 pitch, strike call.
It's important to be patient and just focus on getting it in the field.
Looking for her pitch. 2-2 for the power-hitting sophomore catcher. Chi High leading 7-1. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Bases loaded for the Lady Cards here in this regional semifinal. The pitch in low. And actually, no, they're saying it hit Lauren, and that'll bring in a run. 8-1 Chi High. As Lauren Shepherd hit by a pitch. Second Lady Cardinals batter hit today. And courtesy runner for the catcher. Will come in.
Courtesy runner for the Cardinals, number 11, Bella Biederman.
Bella Biederman will go out there to run for Lauren Shepherd. And Michael Burrow at the plate.
Batter, second baseman, Michael Burrow.
Let's go, Mike!
And Burrow now with the bases loaded takes the strike. The day for Burrow. A walk and a run scored in the first, a double in the second. Fly out to left field in the fourth. Takes ball one high. 1-1 the count with two away. Freshman pitcher Brennan Clifton in the circle for River Falls. 8-1 shy high. Two runs in here in the fifth. Some loaded up. Popped up to shallow center field, running up, making the play is Lily Burke. Chi-Hi gets two across, leaves three stranded after five complete. Our score, Chippewa Falls 8, River Falls 1. We are back in 60 seconds. This is Chi-Hi Playoff Softball on WOGO Radio.
Cook Chiropractic Center in Chippewa Falls wishes our Chi-Hi and McDonald's student athletes the best of luck. The doctors and their team are dedicated to supporting patients of all ages throughout the Chippewa Valley, helping them live a healthy life. Cook Chiropractic prides itself on excellent chiropractic care and is located on County Highway I near St. Joseph's Hospital. Follow Cook Chiropractic Center on Facebook and Instagram for upcoming events and tips on taking care of your health naturally. Cook Chiropractic Center in Chippewa Falls.
Rely on Grace Home Respiratory when you need your home medical supplies and equipment. With 24-hour on-call service, Grace Home Respiratory has dedicated, experienced staff to help you when you need it most, improving your quality of life, and now offering free shipping directly to your home. Call Grace Home Respiratory, your local connection for home medical equipment, service, and supplies. 715-832-RESP, online at ghr-ec.com.
Cardinal softball on WOGO, 103.1 FM, AM 680 on your radio dial, live streaming on any device at WOGO.com. Podcasts available as well, including of this one later on. Violet McAwam back out there here in the sixth with an 8-1 lead for the Lady Cards freshman. First pitch. Grounded foul along the third base line. She's facing number 24, Lily Burke, the senior captain, who's been pretty busy out there in center field, 387 hitter. She's 1-for-2 on the day, a ground out to short, RBI single. Her second time up in the third. 0-1 pitch, strike two fouled off. From the River Falls fan section, Caleb Swenson, Maddie Bauer with you. You're on WOGO Sports. Scheduled to have McDonald Lady Max playoff softball in a regional semi tomorrow afternoon and evening, weather permitting. Stay tuned to our social media for that. Hard shot right to short, and that just gets away from Kenna Johnston. She gloved it, it bounced over the top of her head, and that'll put the leadoff batter aboard for River Falls. That was a tough play there at short. So Burke aboard, brings up Morgan Kivel, the sophomore first baseman. She's 0-for-2 on the day with a strikeout. Bats from the right. And took one low and off the cleats. So the first two aboard for River Falls.
They're going to want to get an out. They don't want River Falls to build on these two on-base runners.
Georgia Bankston, the junior, 1-for-2. Single and a strikeout in the second and fourth, respectively. Bats from the right. Now is a runner in scoring position. Chi-Hi leading 8-1, but two aboard for River Falls here. Top of the sixth. McAwam delivers low. Maury's Auto Group taking over the Chilson family of dealerships and bringing the buying power of the Maury's family of dealerships here to the Chippewa Valley. Maury's Auto Group helping to make today's broadcast possible. Lined out to center and a long run over for Paige Steinmetz. She throws it back into the infield to hold the runners.
Paige gets such a quick jump on the ball right off the bat, which makes it possible for her to catch those tough hits.
That could easily have dropped and scored at least one.
Oh, 100%.
And Paige Steinmetz, again, as you mentioned, just getting a great jump on it and then whirling and whipping it back to the infield. to make sure everybody stays put. So runners at first and second, but now with one out. Rise ball high on Ava Larson, the sophomore. She reached on an error in the second. Flew out to Paige Steinmetz in the fourth. That's from the right. Lily Burke, senior captain at second. Morgan Kivel, the sophomore at first for River Falls. Trailing 8-1, swing and a miss for Ava Larson. It's Violet McElwam, talented freshman pitcher for the Lady Cards. McElwam, the 1-1 pitch. Dribbled right along the first base line. Violet's going to grab it, throw to first in time for the second out of the inning. Runners advance to second and third. And I think Chai High will take that for the second out. 1-3
on the play.
Yeah, tough throw. As I mentioned, Allie Geist doing a great job covering. And again, that the spin that Violet puts on it when that one was kind of inadvertently, almost like a swinging bunt there.
For sure, and that's a super tough play to make as a pitcher because they're, you know, just finishing their windup and then something like that rolls out to them and they got to hustle to it and make the play.
Oh. Swing and a miss on Adderman. I will excuse myself here. I thought they called her out at first, and they did not. So one out and the base is loaded. Eight to one, Chai High, swing and a miss on Adderman. She's 0-for-2 on the day with a flyout and a ground out in the second and fourth. So this makes this even more of a big AB for Violet McElwam now with the bases loaded. And no one out in a 7-run game here in the top of the sixth. Violet, the pitch, swing and a miss.
That's a big at-bat.
Strike three, and Adderman goes down, and that is the second out of the inning, and pretty sure about that one. That brings up Sydney Kivel. Again, the base is loaded, but McElwam now has a chance to get out of this one and strand all three. Kivel's 1-for-2 with a single in the fifth. Number 13, the freshman DP, takes strike one from Violet McElwam. Base is loaded up. And an 8-1 ball game here, top of the sixth. River Falls at the plate with two outs, swinging strike two. I call that nasty. You call it, I think, the dirty pitch. It's just
that is tough to hit, especially when she throws at the velocity she does.
0-2 with two outs and the base is loaded. Line along third and out of play.
And not only is it hard to hold yourself off of that pitch, but that pitch is so enticing because it looks like it's coming in as a strike, and then it rises up a little bit and drops right back into the strike zone right at the end. It's hard to track.
Years of work put in by the freshman Violet McElwam to get to that point to make it look as effortless as it does. 0-2 with two outs and the bases loaded for River Falls. McElwam, the pitch, fouled off. Really close to a little guy playing with his trucks out there.
Count. Let's go.
I don't think he even noticed, and everybody's fine.
Heard a couple gasps on that one.
I think I did as well, too. Data four here. 0-2, swinging, strike three. Violet McElwam strands three, and Chai High heads to the bottom of the sixth, still leading by 7-8-1. We are back in 1 minute. This is Chai High Playoff Softball.
It's time to boost your career. Nestle Health Science is expanding and hiring to meet demand. Nestle offers great pay and a full benefits package, including a 401k and pension. Production operators receive an average of $29.74 per hour after 90 days, and maintenance mechanics receive up to $35.98 per hour, plus premiums and bonuses. Nestle offers you stability with a strong history of offering careers that pay a living wage and great benefits to people like you for over 30 years in the Eau Claire area. Go to NestleJobs.com to find current openings. NestleJobs.com. That's NestleJobs.com.
One of the reasons people go to Maury's Auto Group is because they recognize the faces. The Maury's team is built on local people. The folks at Maury's are proud to call this area home. Another reason people come to Maury's is because they're part of a larger family of dealerships. That means when you come to Maury's Eau Claire Subaru, Chippewa Falls, and Cadott Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, you're plugging into Maury's over 5,000 vehicle inventory. It's the best of both worlds. Local dealerships, most options for you and your family. Maury's, moving life forward.
Thank you for joining us for Chi High Playoff Softball Regional Semifinal WIAA Division I Softball Tournament. Caleb Swenson and Maddie Bauer with you at gorgeous, sun-splashed, sun-soaked Casper Park in Chippewa Falls. McKenna Bauer, Jr. at the plate for the fourth time here today. Batting in the bottom of the sixth with Chi High leading 8-1. Clifton, the freshman, sends one right to the chest protector. Jordan Torres, the senior, took it on a hop. Going back to the top of this inning, eighth strikeout of the game for freshman Violet Mackawa, Maddie. And with the bases loaded, I mean, a huge moment for her.
For sure.
Rise ball high.
If even one of those runners, you know, make it home, it could quickly, the momentum could quickly change the results of this game. So for Violet to take care of that inning the way she did is huge.
Instead, she puts up a zero, and the Chi High 7-run lead remains. 2-0 the count on Bauer. Takes ball three high. We saw her work a walk her first time up. Scored a run in the first inning. Then a fly out to center in the second. Ground out to third in the fourth. 3-0. Ball inside. Called strike. 3-1. McKenna Bauer. Takes one inside, works her second walk of the game. The leadoff batter aboard for Chi High. Brings up Allie Geist. Allie looking for her first hit of the game. And a sack fly in the first, ground outs in the seconds and the fifth. Now with Bauer at first. 7-run lead, 8-1. Fouled out of play along the third baseline.
A little late on that one.
0-1 the counts. If you have a need for anything glass, a new mirror quality shower doors, a new windshield, call the glass leaders, White City Glass. If you're looking for a great career opportunity, Nestle Health Science is hiring. With a history of paying great wages and great benefits, swing and a miss for Allie Geist. Find out more at nestlejobs.com. That's nestlejobs.com. A variety of positions available, nestlejobs.com. Allie Geist at the plate. Bauer at first, no one out. Geist.
That's a shot.
Line shot all the way back toward the fence, but drifting back and making the play. Lily Burke, the senior. And Burke and Pullinger and center and left, respectively, have been very busy, kept very busy by these Cardinals hitters.
A lot of great hits out of them.
So that's the first out of the inning. Brings up Emma McElwam. McElwam is reached twice, scored a run, had an RBI single in the first, fly out to center in the third, reached on an error in the fifth, and later scored a run. Takes pitch one for a ball. Runner at first, one out. Hearing that my little brother in the high jump just cleared 5'10 at the regional meet, so well done, Will. The high jump. Inside, twisting away from that one, Emma McElwam. Two balls, one strike with one away and one on for Chi High here in the bottom of the sixth. Trying to tack on as many runs as they can. The 2-1 pitch, McElwam holds off, called strike, 2-2 for the Chi High senior. And please join us for the graduation broadcast for Chi High. Friday evening at 5 p.m. right here, 103.1 FM, AM 680, Wilgo.com. 2-2 pitch, grounded right back to the pitcher Clifton. She'll glove and throw to first, advancing to second on the fielder's choice, McKenna Bauer. Two retired here for Chi High, brings up Georgia Romanowski. She's 1-for-1 on the day with a pair of walks.
Third baseman, Georgia Romanowski.
Knock on wood, Caleb. If they can hold them on the top of the seventh, this could be the last at-bats for the Cardinals of this game.
Got kind of a rosin table here, so after trying to find something wood to knock on. Romanowski had the plate, line shot along the left field line and hooking foul. She got a nice piece of that one, though, to Georgia, the freshman. So McKenna Bauer at second. Geist and Makawama retired to bring up Georgia Romanowski. Stands back in from the right side. 0-1, takes one inside. I'm hearing peaches from the dugout, so I don't know the background of that nickname, but
Georgia Peach.
There you go. I guess simpler than I would have thought.
It's fair, right? Just as it sounds, Georgia Peach.
1-1 line shot right over the pitcher's head and over second base. Georgia Romanowski looking for the RBI and cruising in to score is Bauer, and it's 9-1 Chi High.
Putting on the wheels for that one, kind of.
Who's faster between the two of you?
It's a close call.
Dead heat?
I couldn't tell you. Neither of us the fastest, I'll tell you that.
So Romanowski at first with an RBI as McKenna Johnston in to score. Now a line shot right over the first baseman's glove and the bag for Kenna Johnston. That's her first hit of the game. And coming around to third will be Georgia Romanowski.
Left fielder, Olivia Sanborn.
Brings up Olivia Sanborn with Kenna Johnston aboard safely. Runners at the corners here. And a 9-1 ball game with two away. Popped up along the third base line into foul territory. And Sanborn is retired for the first time today, but Chi High gets another one across after six complete. Our score, Chippewa Falls 9, River Falls 1. We are back in 60 seconds. This is Chi High Playoff Softball on WOGO Radio.
I'm Jack Strand, and I've partnered with the Czech Law Office. As a quarterback for Bloomer, and now at a Division II college, I have learned the importance of having a solid team on your side. Athletics has also taught me the importance of leadership, community, and dedication. These are the same skills that Attorney Czech brought to the Chippewa Valley and built his firm around 25 years ago. Community has been a big part of that process, and Attorney Czech served as president of both the YMCA board as well as the school board. The Czech Law Firm model has always been teamwork. Don't hesitate to join our team.
Don't wait. Save smarter with a 5.15% annual percentage yield 9-month certificate from Royal Credit Union. Royal's 5.15% 9-month certificate has no minimum opening balance and a locked-in rate for a guaranteed return on your investment. Open a 5.15% 9-month certificate at any Royal office or online at rcu.org/certificate515. Early withdrawal penalties could reduce earnings and principal. APY accurate as of 4/26/24. Insured by NCUA.
Nine. He gets drunk to all of our stuff. He's spoiled, but he gets drunk more than ever. So, with three older sisters, the poor kid.
Blake and McEthren, Chi High senior into pitch here in the seventh. Caleb Swenson, Maddie Bauer with you, and the Cardinals hold a 9-1 lead as we head into the seventh. And again, just getting one across. Very important, too, just to add a little bit more cushion here, Maddie.
Big defensive inning for the Cardinals right here.
So Lakin into pitch. In a 9-1 ball game. Here in the seventh. A little high on pitch one for the Chi High senior.
Lake has a job here, and that's three outs.
Trying to send the Lady Cards on to a regional final. Pitch two is high. I heard him talking a little bit before the game to the group of pitchers about just maybe not quite as much time to warm up. You got to be ready to go.
Yeah, for sure.
Here in this situation in a playoff game.
So there's some, if the pitcher on the mound, if things start going downhill fast, they want someone to be able to come in quick. They don't got much time to waste.
Lincoln McEthren, two balls and one strike on McKenna Cook, the nine hitter. 2-1 pitch, swing and a miss. 2-2 as McEthren fighting her way back into this AB after falling behind 2-0. Cook a strikeout in the third, ground out in the fifth. McEthren, 2-2 pitch, foul back. Over the top of the canopy here at the blue field at Casper. Through six innings of work, Violet McEwam, the freshman, eight strikeouts, just one run allowed. Just a dominant outing for the freshman. Now the Cards hold a 9-1 lead here in the top of the seventh. McEthren, the 2-2 pitch, swing and a miss. send her down, whipping Lake and McKeithrin, the senior, and Chi High two outs away.
There's one.
Alexis Ralston. At the plate. She's 1-for-3 on the day with two strikeouts. Does have a single and a run scored. 343 hitter, the junior third baseman. Swing and a miss. Strike one. Tried to check that swing, couldn't quite pull it back. Join us for the post-class post-game show, brought to you by Post-Class Amir afterward. We'll talk with head coach Chelsea Sikora. Your highlights from the game, break it down as well. Cardinals leading 9-1. Popped up over on our side of the fence. 0-2 is McKeithrin quickly ahead in this at-bat. And now she's going to catch kind of a pop-up as the ball thrown back into play. Working against Alexis Ralston, senior against junior. Ralston, the right-handed batter. Chi High leading 9-1 here in the top of the seventh. McKeithrin the pitch, low and in the dirt. Lauren Shepard whips it back to the circle. And Lakin's been pitching for a while. And she, even early on in her varsity career, was kind of pressed into service, as I remember, with some injuries. And very unflappable out there in the circle. The 1-2 pitch. Whistles in high. 2-2. River Falls, zeros on the scoreboard in the first and second. Got one in the third, then three straight shutout innings for Chi High pitching. Two balls, two strikes. One away here in the top of the seventh. The pitch lined out Paige towards center field. Paige Simmons dives and makes the catch.
That's
out
huge.
Out center. Laying out Superman Steinmetz, Superwoman Steinmetz, as Paige puts Chi High one out away from a regional final berth.
No doubt in my mind that Paige is going to catch that one. She's such an amazing player.
And that's the thing. I'm kind of with you. So you see, this looks like it's going to be a tough play, but truly it's Paige will get to that. It's just we've come to expect greatness to be routine from her.
Well, and she proves us time and time again.
Megan McKeithrin, first pitch strike on Jordan Torres, the senior captain. Owen won the count with two away. 9-1 lead for Chi High here, top of the seventh. Just missing inside, 1-1 on Jordan Torres, who struck out in the first. She singled her last two at-bats in the third and the fifth. 3-21 hitter, senior against senior, McKeithrin against Torres. 1-1 pitch, swing and a miss. And the Lady Cards, one strike out away, one strike away. From the regional final on Thursday. McKeithrin, the 1-2 pitch, popped up high and looks to be out of play. And I think running over there, Olivia Sanborn actually ran out of the field chasing that
one
down.
She might have been in the next field over.
She helpfully gets it and returns it back to Lake and McKeithrin in the circle. We'll do it again at 1-2. Post-glass post-game show for commercial, residential, glass, windows, screens, and more. Post-glass and mirror in Chippewa Falls. One ball, two strikes, two outs, none on. Top of the seven, McKeithrin whirls and deals, swinging, strike three, and that's the game. The senior ends it for Chi High. McKeithrin strikes out two of the three she faces, and the Lady Cards are headed to a regional final. Your final score here at Casper, Chippewa Falls 9, and River Falls 1. We are back right after this for the Post-Glass Postgame Show, brought to you by Post-Glass and Beer and Chippewa Falls Group. Commercial or residential glass, window screens, and more. And Post-Glass offers recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for any make and model. Post-Glass and Beer and Chippewa Falls, postglassandbeer.com. We'll get Maddie's thoughts. We'll talk with Chi High co-head coach Chelsea Zakorke. The highlights as well. The Lady Cards win it by 8 and head to a regional final. This is Playoff Softball on WOGO.
Legacies aren't built in a day. And when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for three generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
What are customers saying about Post Glass and Mirror?
Amazing job on my screens and very friendly.
I absolutely love my new Lindsay vinyl windows.
Prices are the best in town, along with fast customer service.
Got two heavy glass shower doors from Post Glass and Mirror. High quality, excellent service.
When I picked up my car after they replaced my windshield, it was cleaner than when I brought it in.
For commercial or residential glass and recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for any make and model, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. PostGlassandMirror.com.
Back in line.
Hey, what you in for?
Bronchitis. You?
My kid got this ear infection.
Hey, quiet over there.
Waiting in line at the pharmacy shouldn't feel like a prison sentence. So skip the big box and transfer your prescriptions to the Medicine Shop. Your locally owned Medicine Shop pharmacies in Chippewa Falls and Menominee provide caring service, expert pharmacists, and even free local delivery, so you can skip the wait altogether. The Medicine Shop of Chippewa Falls and Menominee.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic, brain, and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Great players may get headlines, but it takes teamwork to win championships. And when it comes to your family's dental health, Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson have created a championship team at Wynn Family Dentistry. Wynn Family Dentistry is proud to be a part of our Chippewa Falls community and wishes all our Chi High and McDonald student athletes a safe and successful season. Go Cards and go Max from Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson at Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls.
Hi, I'm Jamie Liebrandt, Market President at Northwestern Bank, where everything we do comes back to our mission to build stronger communities where people matter. We serve our communities throughout Northwestern Wisconsin with great services and all the conveniences of modern banking. But we pledge to never lose the personal, friendly style that makes us who we are. Our team connects people and businesses with customized financial solutions that work for them, and we are always committed to giving back. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Rely on Grace Home Respiratory when you need your home medical supplies and equipment. With 24-hour on-call service, Grace Home Respiratory has dedicated, experienced staff to help you when you need it most, improving your quality of life, and now offering free shipping directly to your home. Call Grace Home Respiratory, your local connection for home medical equipment, service, and supplies. 715-832-RESP. Online at ghr-ec.com.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
We welcome you into the Post Glass Post Game Show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Caleb Swenson, Maddie Bauer with you on WOGO Sports. Getting a little salute there from little sister, and they're gathered around home plate here. I'm getting a picture after this regional semifinal victory. They'll advance to Thursday's regional final in the WIAA Division I tournament. And again, even though this does seem kind of par for the course for Chi High, again, challenging for a BRC title and moving on to regional championships and hopefully to sectionals, it's never easy. It's never easy to get these wins. You're playing good softball teams. They have to be good to get to this point.
Well, and it's not uncommon in postseason for weird stuff to happen. So in order to stay disciplined and do the job that you need to do in order to beat these teams is – you know, it's not always easy in postseason.
Chi-Hi wins it today, 9-1 your final. They don't have to come up to the plate in the seventh as they take care of business. Again, just one run allowed. Violet McElwam, the freshman, went six innings. Lakin McEthren came on in the seventh and shut him down 1-2-3 in that seventh inning. So, again, zeros on the scoreboard, all but one inning for River Falls, who's a pretty good hitting team. Again, 289 average, and they can put the ball in play. We saw that a few times as well, too. But a nice job and response by Cardinal pitching when, well, and in particular, Violet McElwam, who's out there the only time runners were aboard, the way she responded when they got, again, even to a bases-loaded situation.
For sure. And it's, you know, it's easy to pitch when you can trust your fielders that they're going to make plays, and it's easy to field when you can trust your pitcher to, you know, make those big pitches and handle those big at-bats.
10 strikeouts in the game, too, for Cardinal pitching. Again, 2 out of 3 she faced for Lakin McEthren to shut down the side 1-2-3 in the seventh, and 8 strikeouts for Violet McElwam. And again, hopefully we'll hear it here in our postgame highlights here in the post-class postgame show coming up as well, too. But Paige Steinmetz made just a phenomenal play there to keep a base runner from getting aboard in the seventh.
Yeah, and like we were talking about, as hard of a play as it was, because Paige is so good and so good at what she does, it almost becomes expected out of her, which, you know, is a great thing. It's amazing for her because it just means that she plays to that expectation all the time.
What do you think the message is going to be from Coach Faraday and Coach Zakor to this team, too? Because, again, they put up 9 runs on a River Falls team that was missing a couple players that they would have liked to have for this game. It doesn't get any easier from here, too. And so, again, some excellent things. But I think Chi-Hi would probably say, well, we put up 9 today, but we maybe left a few out there as well.
For sure. And I bet you the postgame talk went something like, you know, great win. You took care of what you needed to take care of, but it's not done. You know, we start again, what, Thursday's their next game?
Yeah.
And, you know, we just got to keep winning. Otherwise, you know, our season's over. And so as well as they can, you know, celebrate this win, but they're going to have to get right back on the field tomorrow at practice and keep working for the next win.
And again, at this point of the season, too, obviously, we say these cliches like one and done, but, I mean, it really is. And Coach Faraday mentioned this before the game. He's like, I don't have to say anything. And you know this as a senior last year, too. He said the seniors know what the stakes are here. They know that any game could be their last. And, again, you have to bring the best effort, what we've been asking from you all season. You have to have it each and every time you're at the plate, each and every time you're in the field, the ball's put in play. Whatever your job is, you've got to do it for this team to advance and to keep your season going into June.
And that's what's so hard about postseason is, you know, you're expected to win these routine games, you know, that maybe you've won all season or whatever, but there's that pressure of, you know, the one and done, and, you know, it could be my last. That it's, you know, it's hard to play through that sometimes, and you're scared to make a mistake because that could alter the game in some way, or, you know, it's hard. It's really hard to play your best through that kind of pressure.
And a team like River Falls that just lost to you by 12 runs and 11 runs last week, and missing a couple pieces as well, too, a 13 seed coming in here against a 4-2. I mean, they can play a lot more loose because no one's expecting them
exactly
to put up a fight here, too. And so that's one of the downsides of being a high seed, too, is you've got to be able to play through that tightness, mm-hmm, and that expectation, and just be able to play free and play your game. And that's much easier said than done.
100%. I agree.
Well, it's the Post-Glass Post-Game Show here, brought to you by Post-Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Thank you to Dan and Derek and the crew for commercial or residential glass, windows, screens, and more. And Post-Glass offers recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for any make, any model of vehicle. Post-Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls, postglassandmirror.com. We'll see if we can catch up with head coach Chelsea Sikora shortly here on the Post-Glass Post-Game Show. We've got some highlights for you as well, too. We'll step out and be back in a minute here with Coach Chelsea on WOGO.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
Cook Chiropractic Center in Chippewa Falls wishes our Chi-Hi and McDonald's student-athletes the best of luck. The doctors and their team are dedicated to supporting patients of all ages throughout the Chippewa Valley, helping them live a healthy life.
Cook Chiropractic prides itself on excellent chiropractic care and is located on County Highway I near St. Joseph's Hospital. Follow Cook Chiropractic Center on Facebook and Instagram for upcoming events and tips on taking care of your health naturally. Cook Chiropractic Center in Chippewa Falls.
Welcome back to the Post Glass Postgame Show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Chi High victorious in this WIAA regional semifinal. The move on to a regional final on Thursday, 9-1 victors over River Falls. Chi High co-head coach Chelsea Sikora joins us. And coach, early on, before this game began, talking with Coach Faraday, and we mentioned you guys have a luxury that not a lot of teams have, and a rotation of pitchers. And so I asked him before the game, well, what are your thoughts here? Again, you've got a freshman in the circle, talented freshman Violet McElwalm. What are you thinking in terms of how quickly will you move on if you need to? And I think he said, hey, we're ready. Again, this is playoffs. We're going to play as many pitchers as we need to. Violet, holding serve, so to speak, to mix sports metaphors, saying, there's no way I'm coming out of this game because I've got my best stuff.
Yeah, she's definitely a fighter, and she loves to compete, and you can kind of see that when she's out on the mound. You know, pressure situations, she kind of rises to the occasion. She's good at that, and, you know, when we needed her to get some of those big outs with bases loaded, she stepped up to the plate and took care of that. She got hit in the rib cage, and yeah, she's like, I'm good, I'll come back. And, you know, she's just really tough, and she likes to compete, and you can tell.
And your senior, Lakem McEthren, again, coming in, you asked her to get three outs. She got three outs with a big assist from her fellow senior, Paige Steinmetz, out there in center, too. But, again, when you can say to a senior, too, you've got your freshman who did a lot of great work, ate up all those innings for you, and then tell your senior, hey, bring us home. I mean, great to have that confidence.
Yeah, absolutely. I think Lakem walks out on the mound with confidence as well. And just having a pitcher come in that seventh inning and know that she's got that snap on the ball, I thought Lakem really looked good. And, I mean, we only got to see her in that one inning. But she, you know, she's snapping the ball like she's fresh, because she is. And it's really tough on hitters to, you know, have to see a new pitcher with, you know, that's fresh right out in that seventh inning. So I thought Lakem did a really nice job as well.
What did you think of your approach at the plate here as a team tonight, Coach? And Maddie and I were just talking about, there's almost this weight of expectations on this program, being a four seed, playing a 13, and all this too, where it's, well, you should run rule them. You should blow them out. It's not nearly as easy as some fans and maybe broadcasters might make it sound.
Yeah, I think offensively, softball's a pretty fickle sport. So offensively, you just have to take every pitch at a time. You know, it's not about, okay, end results. It's about, okay, this pitch, I need to do my job. So, and I thought early in the game, we did a nice job in innings, you know, taking walks and then getting hits to score those runners. I thought our base runners, we were able to do some smart stuff and generate some stuff because of our speed. And then, and I mean, you know, a couple of those innings, we didn't necessarily hit poorly, but, you know, we hit it straight to the center fielder, or, you know, we hit it a line shot here or a line shot there. And so that's why in softball, you only get 21 outs. So you really don't have time to waste any of them.
Well, Coach, it was a lot of fun. I know I got kind of pulled off the bench here, but I'm glad to be able to see you guys and your team for a second time. It was a lot of fun, and wish you the best of luck in the regional final.
Thank you so much for being here. We love having you.
That's head coach Chelsea Sikora. We'll take our final break here on the Post Glass Postgame Show, brought to you by Post Glass Mirror in Chippewa Falls, and we'll get you those highlights and Maddie's final thoughts as well. Again, Chi High wins it in the regional semi, 9-1.
Hi, this is Dave Check, attorney and owner of the Check Law Office. I've been a part of the Chippewa Falls community for most of my life. It's where I grew up and where I started my practice. My motto at the Check Law Office has always been to provide people with the same legal service that I would expect if my own family needed an attorney. You meet with me directly and you are treated like part of the team. My goal has always been to get problems solved as efficiently and inexpensively as possible. I have proudly fought for Chippewa Falls on the field, as a coach, and as an attorney. Don't hesitate to add the Check Law Office to your team.
It's time to boost your career. Nestle Health Science is expanding and hiring to meet demand. Nestle offers great pay and a full benefits package, including a 401k and pension. Production operators receive an average of $29.74 per hour after 90 days, and maintenance mechanics receive up to $35.98 per hour, plus premiums and bonuses. Nestle offers you stability with a strong history of offering careers that pay a living wage and great benefits to people like you for over 30 years in the Eau Claire area. Go to NestleJobs.com to find current openings. NestleJobs.com. That's NestleJobs.com.
Don't wait. Save smarter with a 5.15% annual percentage yield 9-month certificate from Royal Credit Union. Royal's 5.15% 9-month certificate has no minimum opening balance and a locked-in rate for a guaranteed return on your investment. Open a 5.15% 9-month certificate at any Royal office or online at rcu.org/certificate515. Early withdrawal penalties could reduce earnings and principal. APY accurate as of 4/26/24. Insured by NCUA.
Get ready to experience the Maury's difference with Maury's Promise, unlike anything else in the industry. At Maury's, you get the best price first, pure and simple, from commission-free specialists. No haggling necessary. Maury's Eau Claire Subaru, Chippewa Falls, and Cadott Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. More great stores joining the Maury's team, continuing the Chilson tradition. It's about shared passions for people, community, and customer experience. These are the only stores Maury's operates in the Eau Claire Chippewa Falls area. And they're thrilled to welcome everyone. Maury's, moving life forward.
Legacies aren't built in a day. And when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for three generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Welcome back to the Post Glass Postgame Show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Caleb Swenson, Maddie Bauer with you. Let's take a listen to the highlights here on WOGO Halley, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. This is how it sounded in the regional semifinal. Other end of this battery is Lauren Shepherd, the sophomore, number 17. Violet McElwam, the freshman, 0-2 pitch, swing and a miss. Send her down on strikes. Violet McElwam, and my goodness, against the top of this order, Maddie, getting swings and misses is not easy against a BRC team.
Nope, that's for sure.
And she went 0-2. A little deception on that pitch there.
It was a dirty pitch.
McElwam. Up 0-2 against Kivel. The pitch, swing and a miss. Violet McElwam is dealing here early as she sends down three of the first four River Falls batters on strikes.
Thing a lot, you know, the fielders recognize that and they would move up a little bit, but now that she's got a good swing on her, she can hit or bunt, which has really helped
right
her.
Past him. She takes a strike, two balls, one strike on Sanborn, the senior. Shows bunt, drops it right in front of the plate. Sanborn legging it out
She's
to first,
so
and she is safe. Oh, my goodness. Talk about speed. Your best interest in mind, stop by Royal Credit Union. Royal's there to help you reach your financial goals. They give great advice that you can trust. Long fly ball to deep center field, and that is gone for Lauren Shepherd. A solo shot for the sophomore, and Chi-High leads it 6-0.
Can't leave it down the middle for Lauren.
CU.org. Burrow takes one right at the letters for a ball. Still just one away for Chi-High. Bases are cleared now. Burrow, wide shot. And over the left fielder's head, it hits the wall, and Burrow cruising into second for a stand-up double.
She hit that ball hard.
And again, pulling her the freshman out there. Strike right above the knees from Violet McElwam. One and two the count. With one away, McElwam has three punch-outs in the first two innings. One and two. Rocks back. The pitch, swing and a miss. Another one goes down, whiffing for Violet McElwam. And again, you mentioned you've caught. Takes ball two. Turn your dreams into reality with Stelter Incorporated, the highest quality and longest lasting concrete for three generations. Stelter Incorporated. 2-0 pitch. Line shot right over second base. And Olivia Sanborn, how about a 3-for-3 day for the senior? Retriever Michael Burrow sends it back to the circle, and Violet McElwam. McElwam has four strikeouts through the first three innings. Looking for another one here. The 2-2 pitch, called strike three. I'm going to call that the broadcaster jinx in a good way. It's a little bit high. 1 and 2. Fighting for Chippewa Falls on the field as a coach and in the courtroom, Dave Check in the Check Law Office, making you part of the team. One ball, two strikes. Akawam whirls and deals, swinging strike three. That is strikeout number 6 of the game for freshman Violet McElwain. So 0-2. Digging in from the right side, Georgia Romanowski with a runner at first, one away. Georgia lines one to shallow right center. That hits grass. And Romanowski safe at first. And McElwain safe at second. And the freshman advances the runner. Violet McElwain now with the bases loaded and no one out in a 7-run game here in the top of the 6th. Violet, the pitch, swing and a miss.
That's a big at bat.
Strike 3, and Adderman goes down, and that is the second out of the inning. I'm pretty sure about that one.
Heard a couple gasps on that one.
I think I did as well, too. Data 4 here. 0-2, swinging, strike 3. Violet McElwain strands 3, and Chi High heads to the bottom of the 6th, still leading by 7, 8-1. We are back in 1 minute. This is, I don't know the background of that nickname, but
Georgia Peach.
Georgia, there you go. I guess simpler than I would have thought.
It's fair, right, just as it sounds, Georgia Peach.
1-1, line shot right over the pitcher's head and over second base. Georgia Romanowski looking for the RBI and cruising in to score is Bauer, and it's 9-1 Chi High.
Putting on the wheels for that one, kind of.
Left fielder Olivia Sanborn.
Is that Olivia Sanborn? With Kenna Johnson aboard safely. Runners at the corners here. And a 9-1 ball game, with two away. Popped up along the third base. Dominant outing for the freshman. Now the Cards hold a 9-1 lead here in the top of the 7th. McEthren, the 2-2 pitch, swing and a miss. Sender down, whipping Lakin McEthren, the senior, and Chi High two outs away.
There's one.
River Falls, zeros on the scoreboard in the first and second, got one in the third, then three straight shutout innings. The Chi High pitching. Two balls, two strikes, one away here in the top of the 7th. The pitch lined out towards center field. Paige Simmons dives and makes the catch.
That's
out
huge.
Center. Laying out Superman Steinmetz, Superwoman Steinmetz, as Paige puts Chi High one out away from a regional final berth.
No doubt in my mind that Paige is going to catch that one. She's such an amazing player.
And that's the thing, I'm kind of with you. You see, this looks like it's going to be a tough play, but truly it's, yeah, Paige will get to that. I mean, it's just,
exactly.
We've come to expect greatness to be routine from her.
Well, she proves us time and time again.
We'll do it again at 1 and 2. Post-glass post-game show for commercial, residential glass, windows, screens, and more. Post-glass and mirror in Chippewa Falls. One ball, two strikes, two outs, none on. Top of the 7, McEthren whirls and deals, swinging, strike 3, and that's the game. The senior ends it for Chi High. McEthren strikes out 2 of the 3 she faces, and the Lady Cards are headed to a regional final. Your final score here at Casper, Chippewa Falls 9, and River Falls 1. Those are your post-glass post-game show highlights, again brought to you by the Post-Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls for commercial or residential glass windows, screens, and more. And Post-Glass offers recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for any make and model. Post-Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls, Dan Derrick and the crew, postglassandmirror.com. Caleb Swenson and Maddie Bauer with you on WOGO, Halle Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, tying things up, putting a bow on this broadcast. Is, I think, first broadcast you've done, but you found out we're usually the last ones here.
That's all right.
It usually happens. Thank you again so much for joining me and responding to the text and saying, yeah, I can move some things around and be out there. And sure was a lot of fun. And man, you, from your little sister on, too, this is a talented team with this mix of varsity experience and youth with very precocious young players.
For sure. And, you know, most of the girls I've played with for years and years, as long as I can remember, and then obviously my sister too. So from a teammate perspective and a, you know, spectator perspective, it's just so great to see these girls get out there and do what they were, you know, supposed to do and keep their heads steady and go out and win this game.
And I wanted to get your thoughts before we close as well, too, on this year's senior class. Of course, we'll be celebrating with them drive-in graduation broadcast on WOGO and Cardinal TV this Friday. What have this year's seniors meant to you as friends, classmates, teammates, again, as last year's junior class? What do they have as far as an impact and hold in your life?
Well, for sure. So most of them I played travel ball with since I was like 8 to 10 years old.
Yeah.
So even Kenna Johnston, you know, we played left side together from probably 8 years old till when we played travel ball together too. So when I, you know, was done summer after senior year. So it's huge to watch her play. And, you know, all the seniors this year I was super close with because you spend, you know, hours and hours a week together out on the field. So watching them be successful and coming back and getting to, you know, watch them play after I've been gone for about 9 months, it's amazing. You know,
yeah.
You couldn't be more proud of them.
Well, and I know a lot of times, too, we even say in that graduation broadcast, hey, wherever you go, Chippewa Falls is always going to be home. And I would hope that it feels that way to you as well, too, that even going down to Iowa and playing college ball and being a college kid and all that, too, can say, hey, there's something about this place where it's, hey, this is home. Even if I don't live here anymore or move away, move on to life, career, family, whatever it might be, to say, hey, there's something special about this place.
Oh, for sure. I brag, you know, down at school, I brag about Chippewa Falls, and I'll probably brag about Chippewa Falls until I'm too old to, you know, care.
Chi High again wins it here in a regional semifinal. They'll take on the winner of number 5 Wisconsin Rapids Lincoln and number 12 Wausau East. That game slated for 3:30 p.m. tomorrow. And again, a possible advantage moving into a regional final is Chi High with a foresight here to play this game tonight. They have a little bit of a leg up, not only because they're going to have an extra day of rest or practice or whatever you need to do, but also, I mean, it is the potential for their opponent to have some rain impact on their game tomorrow as well, too, and how that might stress things physically or mentally as well, too. So, again, I think Chi High hopefully is going to be in a really good spot come Thursday.
For sure. And, you know, with rain delays and weather delays, it's really, really hard to stay, especially in postseason, to stay in the, you know, attack mindset because, you know, you wake up in the morning and you're ready to play and you're, you know, you're all hyped up for this game. And then they're like, oh, you know, game moved. And, you know, the girls, the cards came out last night when the game got changed to today. And, you know, coach texted them at about probably 2-3 o'clock and said, hey, game got moved. Optional practice, but we need to get out and practice because, you know, game got moved. And, you know, I think almost all of them were out there last night. I was out here with another team and all the girls showed up at 5 o'clock and they were out here to practice. And, you know, even on the fly, it's just dedication and it's so impressive.
And that's the commitment of this program. Again, that whole hashtag tradition never graduates. And it's what's being built here too, because it's when you put on that uniform, there's a privilege and a responsibility that goes with it.
Oh, 100%. And, you know, the expectations of the Chi High softball program, you know, everyone knows about them, everyone understands them, and it's just, if you want to play, then that's kind of what you have to hold yourself to.
Well, we're looking forward to seeing this team continue to play and grow, and again, win or go home, and hopefully they're sending a lot of people home over the next couple of weeks here.
You're crossing our fingers, huh?
Well, Maddie, thank you so much again for joining me on the broadcast here. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Look at our WOGO sports calendar, folks, at wogo.com and our social media on Facebook and Twitter for updates. Again, scheduled for a 4:30 p.m. pregame for McDonald Lady Max playoff softball against Augusta in a regional semi tomorrow. We have our doubts about whether that game is going to happen, but we'll, again, update you. Probably should have a decision on that by early tomorrow morning from what I hear from Coach Rick Beyer. And, again, if that game does get moved, we will let you know about that. And we'll keep on planning on, hopefully, 2 regional finals on Thursday here on WOGO and live on Max TV as well. Thank you to Greg Stewart, our sports director, jumping in as our board operator and producer for this broadcast as I fill the big shoes of Mr. Mark Halverson, who was absent here tonight. Again, had his daughter's dance recital, and applaud him, making sure to make the right choice there with family first. And well done, Elena, as well, too. I'm sure she did an awesome job. One of our board operators as well back at WOGO Sports and our sister station WWIB, where our slogan is "We are family and we mean it." So great to be part of this Chippewa Falls community. Thank you to the sponsors making this broadcast possible. Some of them even jumping on board when I called today, and we appreciate you all very, very much. For Maddie Bauer, I'm Caleb Swenson, saying goodnight from Casper Park in Chippewa Falls. Chi High wins at the regional final by a final score of 9-1 over River Falls. This has been Chippewa Falls Lady Cardinals playoff softball, a presentation of WOGO Sports. Good night from Casper. We'll be right back.
Coverage of the Lady Cards is brought to you by Royal Credit Union, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, White City Glass, Stelter Incorporated, Quality Propane and Fuels, and Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. This has been Chi High Lady Cardinals softball on WOGO Sports. We now return to our regularly scheduled programming already in progress.
WOGO, your sports station.